This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They already think the Attorney General is stonewalling them over Fast and Furious. Now Republicans in Congress blame some federal agents for the gun tracking operation gone bad. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
A new report authored by congressional Republicans says five ATF officials are collectively responsible for guns getting into the hands of Mexican cartels. Among them, former Phoenix agent in charge, William Newell. He's accused of repeated risky management and pushing the envelope on what's allowed. The authors also say two more reports coming out will detail what they label devastating failures of supervision and leadership at Justice, as well as obstruction of the congressional probe by the highest levels of the department, including the Attorney General, Dave.
Rich, the U.S. Embassy in Oslo, Norway, has been evacuated after a suspicious object was found under a car. Bomb squad's on the scene. Mitt Romney's wrapping up his week-long foreign trip in Poland today.
At a time of widespread economic slowdown and stagnation, your economy last year outperformed all the other nations of Europe.
The Republican also praising Poland for helping bring down the Iron Curtain. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's in Cairo to meet with Egypt's president and the leader of its military. The U.S. finds four more medals in the Olympic swimming pool. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in London.
A chance for more today over at the Aquatic Center. Michael Phelps could make history later if he wins medals in the 200-meter butterfly and a relay. The U.S. now in joint lead with China at the medal table, both with 17 overall. Also today, the world champion U.S. women's gymnastics team will battle Russia for the top spot. Vault champion Michaela Maroney says she's ready to go despite an injury.
I kind of ignore the pain, so I don't really have any problems with it right now.
A poor show for the men's team yesterday. After finishing first in qualifiers, they placed fifth in the final, Dave.
And Emily, two of the four medals the U.S. won yesterday were gold. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, diamonds, platinum, silver jewelry, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one item to a whole collection. Why send your valuables through the mail to people you don't know, or wait to sell to companies that come in for a couple of days and leave town? We buy 6 days a week, every week. We live here, we shop here, and we appreciate your business. In fact, we were voted best gold and silver buyers in 2011. We pay the most for your precious gems and metals, and we do it quickly. You don't even need an appointment. Just stop by. We hear every day how easy it is and how happy our customers are with the offer we make them. We'd like to make you an offer, too. Come see us. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. Call 846-2400.
Norman G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% 5% down payment, zero down payment financing, 60 months interest-free, top dollar for your trade-ins, free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a proven way to build a healthy flow of qualified B2B leads to grow sales? Hoover's has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find the right leads for your business. You'll simply be amazed at how qualified the leads are and how fast it works. Try it out today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. That's 800-239-0011. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011.
Now at your neighborhood Subway, the new Southwest Chili Collection. A tempting trio of sensational subs loaded with green chilies. Try the Albuquerque turkey with crispy bacon and smooth avocado. The Santa Fe chicken with bacon and creamy ranch. Or the Southwest cheesesteak, a taste as big as the land it hails from. All three with roasted chopped chilies, if you've got the chops. Get to your local Subway for the new Southwest Chili Collection today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado. A superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have that?
Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season, only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:06, 76 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, hot today, upper 90s once again for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast following this first look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The news brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with the Midtown Men, Carol Burnett, Pride and Prejudice, and much more. Go to mscopus.org. Texas voters head to the polls today to decide the Republican nominees in a handful of races. The midsummer runoff is highlighted by the race for Republican U.S. Senate nominee. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst and his massive campaign war chest have gotten all they wanted from Tea Party favorite Ted Cruz. Here at home, the Republican nomination for Brazos County District Attorney is up for grabs. Prosecutor Jarvis Parsons barely missed winning outright during the primary, taking 48% of the vote. David Hilburn is Parsons' opponent, and in the race for nomination for State House District 12, Tucker Anderson of Calvert faces Kyle Cassell of College Station. You can join us tonight for election updates here on WTAW and continuing coverage online at WTAW.com. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. During the College Station City Council's recent public hearing on proposed changes to the city charter, one subject came up that an advisory committee explored but didn't forward to council for consideration. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more.
Responding to a citizen's call that city council members represent districts instead of the city at large, committee chairwoman Lynn McElhaney says it was pretty unanimous to not have boundaries.
The council is elected to represent the entire city, not just a particular district. People who have districts, you get into the situation of you're not spending enough money in my area and your priority should be citywide and where's the most need.
McElhaney also says the committee was concerned about shifting district lines with every census. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie supporters are invited to Kyle Field tonight to participate in the production of an ESPN College Game Day promotional video. Now, this isn't just for students. This is anybody who wants to show up. The university's Jason Cook says gates open at 7, and they need you to yell loud and proud.
Well, we're going
to
need as many folks for the community to come out and help us. Summertime, even though we have 20,000 students on our campus, it still is a little bit light, but this is a great opportunity for the community to support Texas A&M and be featured on a national ESPN commercial for College Game Day.
The first 2,000 people receive a free T-shirt. More details, including where you can park for free, is on our website, or are on our website, WTAW.com. Multiple law enforcement agencies descended on a Northgate bar over the weekend. Assistance was requested early Sunday morning after College Station police arrived at a fight in front of Schottsky's, and then gunfire was heard from behind the building.
There are periodic fights as a result of alcohol and
a large group of people leaving the bars at one time. So it is unusual for us to have a fight of this size, even more unusual for us to have an incident where there were shots fired. I would consider this something more of a random thing that could have occurred anywhere, not necessarily related to being in the Northgate District.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says shell casings were found and no one was hit by gunfire. She says some people were hurt during the fight, but no arrests have been made. A blind man is off to prison for his part in a home invasion robbery and shooting that occurred the night before the Super Bowl. 19-year-old Christopher Blake entered a plea agreement, which includes a 24-year sentence. Blake was convicted of entering a home where a party was taking place and shooting the host in his left arm and right wrist. Several of the dozen people at the party reported the theft of cash and personal property as well. And a blind man remains held in jail on a $150,000 bond following his arrest over the weekend. Officer John Agnew says 35-year-old Jason France is most recently accused of unauthorized use of a vehicle and evading arrest.
We located some evidence that we're hopefully going to tie him to some other crimes. He's suspect in many other burglaries and thefts in our city. And we have detectives working on that. And hopefully there might be some charges coming down in the future after they get with the district attorney's office and the county attorney's office.
5 days after an SUV was reported stolen, it was seen by a patrolman. Investigators were told the driver had rented the vehicle from France, who was arrested Saturday night following a short foot chase outside an apartment on Wild Oak Circle. WTAW News Time 611, 76 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40, shine on!
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colors, and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing, and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebritiespa.net.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
The hot temperatures continue on this final day here in the month of July. With sunshine, it should easily reach 100 degrees this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be anywhere from 75 to 80. Mostly sunny and very warm again tomorrow. Highs will be up around 100. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be 75 to 80 degrees. Thursday is going to be partly to mostly sunny. Highs will be somewhere between 100 and 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll talk a little Aggie football, of course, and we'll talk some Olympics, specifically Aggies in the Olympics. There's some good news and there's some bad news. No medals yet for any Aggies, but still, there's still more to come. We'll talk about that. And, of course, the Brazos Valley Bombers, they're on a roll. They won again last night. That and more coming up in sports.
Okay.
Okay.
So, but then today, Olympic sports that they used to do but don't anymore.
Oh. Like baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we talked yesterday about rope climbing, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then this, again, seeing a video of this team handball.
Yeah. Which isn't the handball your mama taught you.
Who,
yeah.
Right.
Didn't your mama teach you handball?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who knew? Also, I think today, if we have time, the list of countries that have only won one medal in the Olympics.
Ever?
Ever, yeah.
Ah.
Oh,
see how
wow.
That works out. In the meantime, let's see if we can put the pieces together here on this little story that's, well, rather delicate.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
A 23-year-old.
This is our delicate hour.
Yeah. Tom, you and I probably should just go ahead and turn off the microphones.
A 23-year-old Australian in the hospital after suffering extensive burns following an attempt to delight partygoers.
Hold my Fosters and watch this.
Yeah.
Fosters.
By holding firecrackers, let's see, not with their hands, not in their mouth, possibly between some other part of the anatomy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently.
Something that when you're facing north, it faces south?
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, I don't know if it's a he or a she. It merely says an Australian.
You know, I know this is insensitive. Well, excuse me. I know it's sexist, actually, is what it is. But I'm going to give you about 90 to 1 odds that it's a guy.
Yeah, yeah, probably so. And amazingly enough, alcohol was involved.
Told you. Hold my Fosters.
Yeah. I mean, we don't even know what kind of firework. Roman candles, sparklers. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but what happened? Info.
Mason.
Extensive burns.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't end well.
That surprised him, that firecrackers and fireworks might be hot.
That fire is hot?
How about that?
Yeah. Fire's hot, yes.
Imagine when he finds out water's wet.
Yeah. Alert the media.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time home buyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
The flip-flop, great for pancakes. The backtrack, not a bad idea if you're trying to throw someone off your trail. Politicians are experts at both. Today, David Dewhurst says he's against amnesty. But in 2007, Dewhurst said, quote, I support a guest worker program for those here today illegally. Then tried deleting evidence from his government website that proves he supports amnesty. Today, Dewhurst claims he's, quote, never supported a payroll tax. But in 2005, Dewhurst bragged about his payroll tax plan in his own official press release, which is why PolitiFact rated Dewhurst's payroll tax denial flat out false.
This is Ted Cruz, and I'm running for Senate because politicians from both parties have let us down. No flip-flops, no backtracks. Just stop the spending. Restore the Constitution. Join me. Vote July 31st to take our country back. I'm Ted Cruz, the conservative candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ted Cruz for U.S. Senate.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And July is coming to a close, folks. It is July the 31st.
Yes, of course, always we know this is the day of the annual Moby Dickathon. That's what it's called. Begins in Mystic Seaport.
You're on your own, buddy.
Mystic Seaport, Connecticut today.
Do we have any more fireworks stories from Australia?
Herman Melville's birthday. We've talked about this before. Participants read all 135. Of the chapters in the novel Moby Dick in 24 hours aboard the Charles W. Morgan, which is the last wooden whaling ship. Which reminds me of a whale joke.
Couldn't they just call it the Moby-thon? I mean,
you know, there's got to be some amongst that group that would take it way too seriously.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, they dress up like, you know, Ishmael or something.
Yeah, here's Steve from Billings, and he takes it just a bit too far.
Yeah.
Do you want to go ahead and do the whale joke I have, or you want to wait?
I think you're steering this ship.
Okay.
It'll be up
thankfully.
It'll be up to you as to whether or not we go straight into the iceberg.
Yes, or we run aground, as it were.
Yes, or all of us get to retire.
Yeah. Well, there was a little girl talking to her teacher about whales.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher said
Comedy threes?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Teacher said it was physically impossible for a whale to swallow a human because, well, the whale's big, but its throat would be too small.
Yeah.
Well, the girl started talking about Jonah being swallowed by a whale, and the teacher...
Or fish.
She reiterated what a whale could not swallow a human. It was impossible. Mm. The little girl said, then when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jonah. Teacher said, well, what if Jonah went to hell? The little girl said, well, then you ask him.
Zing.
Thank you. All right. And she got to repeat the third grade.
Yeah.
All right. It's off to birthdays now.
Without that same teacher.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. There you go. July 31st, happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. We got a passel of them today. J.K. Rowling, what do you buy for her, right? She's 47 years old.
A 40, book.
Yeah, you buy her a book. Yeah.
But not even the richest person born today.
No, you're right. You're right, as a matter of fact. That one's coming right up.
This is the fictional birthday of Harry Potter as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. She participated in those opening ceremonies, by the way.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she did. She read a little something. She's 47 years old today. Wesley Snipes.
Richer than J.K.
No, Rowling. who needed some money recently,
mm-hmm.
Is 50 years old today. This may be who you're talking about, I assume. Mark Cuban?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Dallas Maverick owner. Is 54 years old today. Dean Cain, remember, he was Superman in Lois and Clark. He's 46 years old today. The mayor of Fresno, California, Alan Autry, former football player. Is he related to Gene?
Wasn't he on Heat of the Night, too?
Is that right? Yeah, he's an actor. Yeah, that's true. He's 60 years old today. And a mover, Barry Van Dyke. This is Dick's other son. Who was on Diagnosis Murder. He was a co-star of that. He turned 61 years old today. Geraldine Chaplin, the actress, Charlie Chaplin's daughter, turned 68 years old. And Yvonne Goolagong, tennis player, turned 61 years old. I've got some others. Actor Don Murray, remember him? He's an old Western actor and did a whole bunch of other things. He's still kicking at 83 years old. Mm. Actress Susan Flannery, who's been on Bold and the Beautiful for several years,
of
is
course.
73 years old.
Actually, Alan Autry ain't the mayor of Fresno no more.
Oh, well, used to be then, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Gary Lewis of Gary Lewis and the Playboys. This is Jerry's youngin'. He's 67.
It's been about 40 years since he was Gary Lewis of the Playboys, but, I mean, that's the only way we know him now, really.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, hey, Chase, country singer Zac Brown's birthday.
Hey, all right.
We like the Zac Brown Band a lot.
Well, my barometer is, Scott, you'll love this, because would I pay money to see them?
Yeah.
And, yes, I would pay money to see the Zac Brown Band.
There you go. Me too. He's 34 years old today. B.J. Novak of The Office. Turns 33 years old today. And Brian, Texas's own Rico Rodriguez of Modern Family.
Yeah.
It's his birthday today. He turns 14 years old.
Good for him. Very nice young man.
Yeah.
Very nice young man.
There you go. That's all I got.
Yep. All right, 622.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Apparently had gasoline bombs, homemade bombs, in his booby-trapped apartment. Are we going to ban gasoline sales now? Or in the case of the Murrah building in Oklahoma City and Tim McVeigh, fertilizer and bombs made in that case? What I think people are missing here, somehow there's a belief system that those that break...
Wait, yeah, there's a belief system that every once in a while we have new Sean Hannitys, and today's not one of those days yet.
Retirement issues create confusion. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Baby boomers nearing retirement age are in a quandary. A study by Allianz Life Insurance finds a third of the people who are close to retirement age don't know how much money they'll need to cover basic expenses. Respondents are concerned about medical expenses and the impact of market fluctuations on their savings, and they're worried they could outlive their savings. You can get an e-ticket when you book with Amtrak. After testing on selected routes, the rail system is accepting e-tickets nationwide. Amtrak will send an email when you make your reservation. You can either print the ticket or present it to a train conductor by opening the email on a mobile device. Stock market futures pointing a little higher. The government's monthly data on personal incomes and consumer spending will be out before the markets open this morning. The Conference Board's July reading on consumer confidence will be out shortly after. And the Federal Reserve opens a two-day policy meeting today. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29, and thanks to my college degree, I'm a systems analyst. And the college me would tell you,
I wouldn't be here without big brothers, big sisters. My big brother believed in me. And to a 7-year-old,
that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie Class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote in the runoff election for Brazos County District Attorney. I'm a lifelong conservative and have a history of voting for conservative ideals. In nearly a decade of experience as a prosecutor, I've tried more than 75 trials. As your next DA, my experience has given me ideas on how to reduce the backlog of cases and, in turn, reduce costs to the taxpayers. To learn more about me, visit DavidHilburnForDA.com.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for District Attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Hot again today. Yep, that's the kind of deal that we're expecting for this time of year, I suppose. And no mention of rain in the forecast. It will be over 100 today. Don't have to worry about that any. And low temperature will be in the middle 70s. Just continue that pattern all the way through till Saturday. They've pushed the chance of rain back to Saturday, by the way, at 20%. Right now, humidity is 87%. The winds are calm. Somehow, some way, it's pretty nice out there, though, right now. And we've got 76 degrees.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, President Obama is just not up for this job. And I know some that were invested in hope and change, it's hard for them to admit or to hear that this president is incompetent. He's never had any real life experience, never created any real jobs. I go back to the biggest business deal is this corrupt House deal with the convicted felon Tony Resco. That's it. That seems to be voting present often as a state senator. No real accomplishments in the U.S. Senate. Reads a teleprompter. Country's a little war-weary. Boom, he's president. Makes all sorts of promises. He'll balance the budget, cut the deficit in half, create jobs, and eliminate earmarks. And none of these things have been fulfilled. And why doesn't it matter to those that invested in hope and change?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A lot of people saved the newspaper from the day of the first moon landing in hopes that one day it would be valuable. So is it? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a proven way to build a healthy flow of qualified B2B leads to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find the right leads for your business. You'll simply be amazed at how qualified the leads are and how fast it works. Try it out today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. That's 800-239-0011. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011.
If you want to make money selling old stuff from the attic, what should you look for?
Old cameras to tin toys to coins to even old fishing rods and reels, you know, antique pens. Old marbles that are 100 years old are worth thousands of dollars.
Aaron Lapidus, author of the book The Garage Sale Millionaire, says many of us have old record players and stereo equipment laying around.
A lot of people think stereo equipment is junk. Well, if you have stereo equipment that has those tubes in them, some of it's highly sought after.
A little research on the internet can help you determine the value of your items. But then, how do you sell it?
Your garage sale is the best way to get rid of a lot of things that are priced between $1 and $100. It really takes somebody walking by to really want it. If it's you need more money, then it's Craigslist. If it's small and valuable, then it's eBay.
Aaron says you have to do the research because some things you have you think might be valuable may not be.
Like furs. Some people have furs that were given to them from their parents. Well, that is very hard to sell. Furs. Old newspapers. They have a newspaper of the landing on the moon. Well, you know, so does a million other people. Family Bibles. Everybody says, my family Bible's 200 years old. Unless your family is famous, that Bible's only worth something to you.
Tomorrow, buying and reselling stuff for profit. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 76 degrees right now at the studios. The news brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right, serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. No surprises in our weather forecast. Upper 90s for a high today. We'll take a look at it, though, still after this look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. It's a full court press from Republican candidates as the day of runoff elections has come around. Two high-profile nominations are up for grabs in our area. Brazos County voters will decide the nominees for district attorney as Jarvis Parsons faces David Hilburn. Parsons was the leader in the primary with 48% of the vote. The nominee for the redrawn State House District 12 will be decided. Kyle Cassell of College Station finished second to Tucker Anderson of Calvert in the primary. The nomination will go to one of those two. And at the state level, Tea Party favorite Ted Cruz looks to pull off a big upset if he can beat Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. That's a race that has gotten decidedly ugly. Polls are open today from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. You can join us on air tonight for election updates periodically, as well as continuing coverage online at WTAW.com. Discussed but not advanced by the committee called to suggest changes to the College Station City Charter is who is represented by members of the City Council. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Currently, each council member represents the entire city. Charter Committee Chairwoman Lynn McElhaney says it was pretty unanimous to leave that alone.
We also talked about the impact of the federal law, because the districts have to be drawn up a certain way and including certain guidelines, and when the census changes, then those districts have to be redrawn and you have to get federal approval.
McElhaney responded to a citizen's call for districts at the council's recent public hearing. Another speaker remembered citizens approving that idea in the 70s, then 1 year later returning to what is used now. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Aggies and their fans are good at winning online polls, but now it's time to show up in person and put your money where your mouth is. You may have already seen ESPN vehicles in town. That's because the cable network is producing a promotional video for College Game Day, focusing tonight at Kyle Field. Texas A&M's Jason Cook says that's where your involvement is strongly encouraged.
It's going to be a simulated midnight yell. We'll have the yell leaders there, the Aggie band, Coach Sumlin, and the ESPN Game Day talent will be there as well. So it's not going to be a full midnight yell practice, but I think that people will get an idea of what midnight yell is all about once they watch the commercial.
Gates open at 7, and you can go to the WTAW.com website and read the details. The night before this year's Super Bowl, a blind man celebrating getting his tax refund with a dozen friends was the victim of a home invasion robbery and shooting.
One of those arrested has entered a guilty plea agreement, rather, in Brazos County District Court. 19-year-old Christopher Blake of Bryan was sentenced to 24 years in prison for shooting the host in the left arm and right wrist and then taking cash and personal items from several of the partygoers. No one was hit by gunfire behind a Northgate bar early Sunday. That was after multiple agencies responded to a large fight in front of Schottky's where some participants were hurt.
As the crowd was dispersing, they were able to cordon off the part of the parking lot or the street that they thought the shots had been fired in. They did recover some shell casings, and so that did confirm that what they had heard had occurred. They talked to several witnesses. They have been able to gather information. They are currently following up on leads, and it is an ongoing investigation.
Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says no arrests have been made. A Bryan man accused of stealing an SUV last week, then renting it to a friend, was caught Saturday night following a short foot chase. Officer John Agnew says 35-year-old Jason France is a possible suspect in other burglaries and thefts.
We wanted the public to know about his arrest. I mean, if you know of this subject or if you've seen him in suspicious areas or with suspicious items, any tips like that would definitely be helpful to our investigation. And, you know, by calling the police department or Crime Stoppers, we'd love to have that information.
France is jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $150,000. And U.S. Customs officers in Laredo have seized two stolen Egyptian sarcophagus-type artifacts and are working on getting them back to Egypt. Apparently, these things are legitimate. The Customs and Border Protection statement described the artifacts as painted with intricate faces and designs. A customs officer at the World Trade Bridge in Laredo initially examined the shipment listed as Egyptian sculptures. Homeland Security agents determined the artifacts weren't traveling with required documentation and actually were Egyptian property. The priceless objects will move through a government forfeiture process and eventually be returned to Egypt. No information was provided about who was shipping the objects or the possibility of criminal charges. WTAW News Time coming up on 6:36, 76 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
It's officially summertime, and that means it's time for the Polaris Summer Sales Event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Receive up to $1,000 in rebates on select models, plus additional financing with rates as low as 3.99%. Polaris Fun Center will keep your budget cool this summer with hot deals on Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsman ATVs. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has an entire family of machines built to handle your adventures through any season. Polaris Fun Center, just north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Log on to PolarisFunCenter.com. Remember, Polaris Fun Center, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
The flip-flop, great for pancakes. The backtrack, not a bad idea if you're trying to throw someone off your trail. Politicians are experts at both. Today, David Dewhurst says he's against amnesty. But in 2007, Dewhurst said, quote, "I support a guest worker program for those here today illegally." Then tried deleting evidence from his government website that proves he supports amnesty. Today, Dewhurst claims he's, quote, "never supported a payroll tax." But in 2005, Dewhurst bragged about his payroll tax plan in his own official press release, which is why PolitiFact rated Dewhurst's payroll tax denial flat out false.
This is Ted Cruz, and I'm running for Senate because politicians from both parties have let us down. No flip-flops, no backtracks. Just stop the spending. Restore the Constitution. Join me. Vote July 31st to take our country back. I'm Ted Cruz, the conservative candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ted Cruz for U.S. Senate.
Hey, good morning. I'm Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:38. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure remains off to our east. Warm temperatures remain right over the top of us. We stay hot right through Thursday. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 100. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. It is sunny and very warm again tomorrow. We're back up around 100 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly to mostly sunny and hot for Thursday. Highs ranging from 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, China and the U.S. are tied in overall medals at the Olympics with 17 each, but China has 9 gold. U.S. has 5 gold right now. We'll talk about Aggies at the Olympics, too. And we'll talk about the SEC. Aggies' second SEC opponent this year will be Arkansas at Kyle Field. We'll hear from John L. Smith, the new head coach. That and more coming up in sports.
Oh, it's not John L.
Yeah, no,
John
no.
L.
Smith. Yeah, that's right. And this guy's a hoot. He really is.
Well, he'll probably get the hoot for a year there, huh?
All right.
It's the Arkansas fight song.
Yeah, I know. They play it a lot, too.
Yeah, when they score touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play it a lot. You're right.
Yeah.
I believe that's the... That's the football team that lost only to LSU and Alabama last year.
Correct.
The Arkansas.
That's right.
And hey, man, they're the third best team in the SEC West. Chumps.
Yeah.
they were real chumps last year, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we'll see if we can beat them in our stadium for once. See if that'll work.
I was talking to somebody, I think it was last week, and they said that one of the most favoritist things that they had for the show was when we would play the fight song of the other team.
Thank you. Yeah. See, you know,
there you go.
I took a lot of pride in that.
Yeah. How about
and
that?
I went in and cleaned out my fight song archive, but I was able to, you know, retain SMU because we got to play them again.
Yeah.
Arkansas is now going to be a permanent fixture.
Sure.
Yeah. And we've got Mizzou in there too. So. But
you know, just to show we will stop at nothing to keep our promises to you sometimes. That
we will stop at most
that's
things.
That's right.
And we will stop at, how about we'll stop at some things. Let's not set the bar too high.
Other promises we just hope you forget. Yeah, right.
But we,
like a politician.
Yeah. But we will have the fight song for South Carolina State as well, or whoever it is.
May have to go to Orangeburg and record it myself.
Yeah. No, we found it. No,
oh, like really?
We found it last year. It's a live rendition.
Last year?
Why did we look for it last year?
Because, we didn't know they were playing
last year. As soon as we found out.
That was earlier
this year, yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as we found out who it was, I went and looked them up. And thank God for YouTube. They even had the South Carolina State fight.
Well.
It was on somebody's iPhone,
right?
It was across the field.
It was good. Yeah, it was a good rendition of it, right? Yeah.
Now, and while we're talking about this whole college football thing, you know, and of course, A&M is a recipient of this. You know, Thursday night football,
on
ESPN is something that is, you know, part of the culture now, right?
Right.
Oh
right.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean. But consider, if you will, September the 6th.
Okay, I'll consider September 6th.
Okay. In Charlotte, North Carolina, the President of the United States will be accepting the nomination to run for a second term.
Oh, yeah.
So there is some talk that they will move games to Wednesday night.
Really?
Because then it's only Bill Clinton speaking. So let's watch for that and see what happens.
Yeah, who's supposed to play on that Thursday night?
I have no idea. I'm sure that
if there was a way to look that up, we would.
In the meantime, while you possibly find some place where that could be, as Chase has mentioned, today is election day. So if you haven't voted, go ahead and do that today. And you know, we've talked about the local races that we have here, but, you know, there's also State Senator Jeff Wentworth is being challenged by
Thursday, September the 6th, 7 p.m. Oh, this one's getting moved.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now.
Yeah. Oh, I see it. Yeah.
It's a riveting Big East matchup between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And it's at Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah.
The Panthers and the Bearcats.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Cincinnati football stadium won't be. The only person who's upset about that's the grounds crew.
Yeah.
Well,
actually, not really, because they have field turf.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, okay. So they got that going for them, which is nice.
Okay, well, they'll have to host the
stadium. Tickets, I mean, they got a ticket link here. I wonder what tickets are going for.
$53.
Think so?
Yeah, then let's just say.
Pittsburgh at Cincinnati football tickets. You are too high, my friend.
Really? Wow. There you are.
They begin at $41.
Okay. There you go.
And you get a hot dog.
Yeah. Now, if you want to watch him host Fordham on October 13th.
Oh, yeah. Even cheaper?
$23.
There you go. There you go. Like I said, and do you get two hot dogs with that?
I don't know.
Now, remember when the University of Houston had their, what was it, $10 special or something like that? You got.
There was a time that Fordham was a good football team.
There was a time when.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah, I think Gerald Ford was. No, he played at Michigan. I think one of those other presidents was playing for them.
Well, I think Vince Lombardi played for them.
Yeah, maybe that's who it is. Yeah. Okay. So we mentioned yesterday that William Jefferson Clinton would be nominating the president for a second term. Did you see who's going to deliver the keynote address at the Democrat National Convention?
Tell me who.
Jesse Jackson Jr.?
Boy, that's just dropped off the radar screen, hadn't it? Apparently, they took Dick Durbin aside and told him what the problem was. He went, oh, okay. Because he's not banging a pot on that anymore.
No, you know what they told him? Huh? They said, right now, Dick, the problem is you.
Yeah. Okay? So he said, okay.
Somebody that they're grooming for 2016.
His name would be Julian Castro.
Okay.
Julian Castro. Okay. That's the mayor of San Antonio.
Yes, it is. So that's not bad, is it?
That's a nice strategic choice for any number of reasons. Uh-huh. Hispanic from Texas, a strong Republican state.
Yeah.
You know, show a national stage that, yes, even in Texas, you know, Democrats can still get elected.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And so we'll see how that works out. So Texas once again getting a spot at the table.
I'm wondering. When's John Boy Cornyn up again? Is he's not up this next time?
No.
2016.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, what happens tomorrow could really stir the pot starting tomorrow. I mean, we could really see some interesting moves. Hey, did y'all see this?
What? No. What?
President's roots go back to a slave in colonial America. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
I guess I missed that one.
Well, Ancestry.com, you're familiar with them. You see them advertising, right?
Uh-huh.
They trace the president's roots to an indentured servant in Virginia named John Punch, who, due to a foiled escape in 1640, became the first African in America documented to be enslaved for life. The discovery came almost as an accident, as genealogists were searching for the lineage of Obama's Caucasian mother. They found that she had African heritage as well, which motivated the researchers to dig deeper into Obama's African-American roots. Punch, however, had children with a white woman who then passed her free status on to their offspring. Records show that those descendants went on to become successful landowners in Virginia entrenched in slavery. So, I mean, it's interesting. So do you think that they all had birth certificates? Because, you see, if Obama was born in Hawaii... Oh, Hawaiian Punch.
Oh, really?
That's where you went?
Norma G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing. 60 months interest free. Top dollar for your trade-ins. Free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR. Norman G. Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We gardeners haven't had an easy time of it these past 10 or 15 years across Texas. We've seen record droughts, and recent trends haven't looked all that much better. We're heading into the end of the summertime. It's a good time to detail some of the ways that we misuse the water that we do have. It's a very critical message. We need to be thinking about it. It's our hope that we can save water and our critical plants in the process. These mistakes get my votes as our biggest errors of all. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. So what are some of the common ways that gardeners misuse water? Well, I think we misinterpret the guidelines. When our cities tell us that we must cut way back on our watering, there are those among us who read that to say we shouldn't water at all. No city wants to look like the Sahara. Water prudently if you're allowed, but do water to save the critical plants. We fail to prioritize. Some plants are much more difficult and expensive to replace. You need to decide which are the most important to your landscape and then take steps to nurture them through. It may involve hauling gray water to them, or at least it will mean that they get those gallons you do use outdoors. Smaller shrubs with shallower root systems are at the top of that list. Without supplemental irrigation of some sort, they'll die within the first several weeks of water curtailments. So will ground covers. You hate to watch a five-year-old bed of Asian jasmine die for lack of $5 worth of water applied a few times over the summer. By comparison, large shade trees and Bermuda turf can usually stand the abuse without serious harm. You simply have to decide which plants are expendable and which plants aren't, which are most vulnerable. We never change our settings on our sprinkler systems. That one amazes me. The installer put the clocks on 20 minutes per station. He probably also set the sprinklers to run daily. Challenge excessive consumption. Plants don't need excessive irrigation. Put your system back into the manual mode and then jockey with each station to be sure that all of your plants dry out at the same rate. Some of the stations with spray heads may only run a few minutes. Others with impact heads may need 5 or 10 times as much time. And you can also get a smart controller, and that is the best thing you can do because it monitors the situation. It has a computer mechanism built into it. We don't maintain our sprinkler systems in good repair. Most importantly, look for broken or missing heads. One missing head will waste huge amounts of water each time the system runs. Heads are always getting out of alignment. You can usually see some form of marking showing where each head should be aimed. You want to aim it in the correct direction. We fail to pre-water. If we have heavy clay soil, we need to get it moist to start with, otherwise it will repel the water. These are just a few of the ways that we abuse water. There are plenty of others. Unusual troubles of the late summer in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
It's time for sports at 6:52. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Well, Texas A&M's Bria Larson finished sixth in the Olympic 100-meter breaststroke finals in London yesterday. It was a strange start for the race. Before the starter ever gave the command, get set, the starting horn sounded, and Larson was the only one who reacted properly and dove into the water. But there was, of course, no disqualification. The horn was inspected, and the swimmers all retook their platform, and the race was run. It was won by 15-year-old Ruta Mielitaiter of Lithuania in a time of 105.47. American world champion Rebecca Soni finished second for the silver medal. Another Aggie, Aaliyah Atkinson, swimming for Jamaica, finished fourth at 106.93. Now, another Aggie swimmer, Kim Pavlin of Croatia, finished seventh in her heat of the women's 200 IM, did not qualify for the semifinals. Also not advancing in the 200 IM was Aggie Erica Dittmer, swimming for Mexico. This morning, already, Aggie Camille Adams has swum her heat of the 200 butterfly and had the eighth best time, 2:08.18, so she does advance to the semifinals. That'll happen at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Another Aggie, Rita Medrano, swimming for Mexico, did not advance in that event. In the women's individual archery, Aggie Jennifer Nichols finished 15th in the ranking round this morning and advanced to the round of 64, where she already beat Chevko Swaro of India this morning to make the round of 32, but she lost there. Another Aggie archer, Miranda Leek, won twice but was eliminated also in the round of 32. Americans showcased their medal power in the Olympic pool last night. Missy Franklin earned her first gold medal by winning the women's 100-meter backstroke. Matt Grievers made it a backstroke sweep for the U.S. as he did it in Olympic record time. Nick Tolman made it a 1-2 U.S. finish. Rebecca Soni did miss the gold medal in that women's 100-meter breaststroke. On the other hand, world champion Ryan Lochte was shut out of the medals in the 200-meter freestyle, finishing a disappointing fourth. Today in London, American Nathan Adrian qualified fastest in the 100-meter freestyle preliminaries. U.S. women's basketball team routed Angola 90-38 for their 35th straight Olympic win. Next up, they'll take on Turkey. U.S. women's volleyball team defeated Brazil 3-1 in an early round rematch of the Beijing Games final that was won by the South Americans. Now China leads all the countries with 9 gold medals, tied with the U.S. with 17 overall medals. Continuing our tour of the Southeastern Conference schools and the Aggies' second conference opponent at Kyle Field September the 29th will be Arkansas. It's an understatement that the Hogs have been through some adversity with the forced resignation of Coach Bobby Petrino after that motorcycle accident revealed an extramarital affair. Then re-enter John L. Smith, who was an assistant in Fayetteville for 3 years, but last season took the head coaching job at his alma mater, Weber State. But then the Arkansas job came open, and he returned. He's a character, quite open with the media. He agreed that one reason he returned to coach the Razorbacks was because the team is mighty good.
My wife made that statement. She said, "You've never taken over a football team with this good. And we're a good football team, and we have an opportunity to be a great football team if things, we stay healthy and things, we continue to grow." So that is a factor. And then your having been there was a major factor in coming back. And I think that factor, I think, has made it easy as it could have been for our football team to work through this adversity. And they've worked through some adversity, is to, let's say, bring me back, because they know things don't have to change now.
Penn State backup safety Tim Buckley is the first Nittany Lion to transfer in the wake of the NCAA sanctions against Penn State. He's expected to join the North Carolina State Wolfpack for their first practice today. Brazos Valley Bombers on a roll. They won again last night. They beat Acadiana 5-4 on the road. They'll host the East Texas Pump Jacks at 7 tonight. And that's your first sports. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
This is the first year for the Brazos Valley Fair and Expo, and you can find out all about it in the upcoming fall issue of Brian Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on Facebook safety, healthy lunch options, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org. For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I would like to invite you into our store to browse all of our beautiful jewelry. We bring in new items often and, of course, have all the classic favorites. View our extensive diamond collection, including tennis bracelets, diamond engagement rings, and so much more. Plus our gorgeous diamond studs marked at 50% off. Do you love sterling silver? We do. In fact, we have the largest selection of sterling silver jewelry in the Brazos Valley. Come in and see our extensive collection. Perfect for gift giving or a treat for yourself. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we make a promise to our customers.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High today about 100. In fact, all week long, that's what we're looking at. Lows around 76. 20% chance of rain on Saturday. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, at 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They've already held Attorney General Holder in contempt of Congress for his handling of Fast and Furious. Now Republicans are targeting federal agents for the gun-tracking operation that went awry. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
A new report from congressional Republicans singles out five officials, especially the former special agent in charge of the Phoenix ATF office, William Newell. He's accused of crossing the line of allowable tactics and setting up the gun-walking operation. Newell's boss, William McMahon, is also named for rubber-stamping reports without reading them. McMahon's boss, Mark Chiat, blasted for a failure of oversight, and the report says Chiat's boss, William Hoover, ordered an end to Fast and Furious, but never followed up. Dave.
Rich, a former Illinois cop, goes on trial starting today. Drew Peterson accused of killing his third wife during a nasty divorce while his fourth wife remains missing.
It was Stacy Peterson's case that prompted officials to take another look at what happened to Kathleen Savio. Prosecutors will try to use some hearsay evidence, which has been at the center of legal battles for the last few years. The defense says the prosecution has little to go on.
That's Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. It's Apple versus Samsung in court. Opening arguments start in the iPhone and iPad makers' lawsuit against Samsung, accusing it of ripping off Apple technology in phones and tablets. Samsung counters Apple has stolen others' technology. Mitt Romney about to wrap up his foreign trip in Warsaw.
The world should pay close attention to the transformation of Poland's economy. A march toward economic liberty and smaller government has meant a march toward higher living standards.
The Republicans' trip to Jerusalem praising Israel angered Palestinians, and Romney upset some in Britain wondering if the Olympics would be secure enough, prompting the president's campaign to call Romney's trip a rolling ruckus. It's another dark day across India, a second straight wave of power outages. Three electrical grids have failed today, leaving more than 600 million Indians without power. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Herbs to Go and Dr. DeStefano with Central Texas Sports Medicine about our kids and getting them ready for summertime and fall sports. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
The flip-flop, great for pancakes. The backtrack, not a bad idea if you're trying to throw someone off your trail. Politicians are experts at both. Today, David Dewhurst says he's against amnesty. But in 2007, Dewhurst said, quote, I support a guest worker program for those here today illegally. Then tried deleting evidence from his government website that proves he supports amnesty. Today, Dewhurst claims he's, quote, never supported a payroll tax. But in 2005, Dewhurst bragged about his payroll tax plan in his own official press release, which is why PolitiFact rated Dewhurst's payroll tax denial flat out false.
This is Ted Cruz, and I'm running for Senate because politicians from both parties have let us down. No flip-flops, no backtracks. Just stop the spending. Restore the Constitution. Join me. Vote July 31st to take our country back. I'm Ted Cruz, the conservative candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ted Cruz for U.S. Senate.
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colors, and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing, and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebritiespa.net.
It can be exciting. It can also be very stressful talking about buying or selling a home. This is probably your largest investment. If you are selling your home, you want to make sure you get as much of that equity out of it as you can possibly do. But if you're buying one, you want to make sure that you get the best deal that you possibly can. Zweiger & Associates partners with their buyers and sellers. They listen to their wants. They listen to your likes. They listen to your dislikes. And they want to make sure you are taken care of, whether you are buying or whether you are selling. Now, they can't make sure that the process is seamless, but they will do everything that they possibly can to make sure that it goes as smoothly as possible. They've been around for a long time, a lot of experience. Zweiger & Associates knows how to anticipate those little hiccups that start to add up after a while. So they make sure the transaction goes as smoothly as possible. Whether you're buying a home or whether you're selling your existing home, find out what Zweiger & Associates can do for you. It'll blow you away. Zweiger & Associates, ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie Class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote in the runoff election for Brazos County District Attorney. I'm a lifelong conservative and have a history of voting for conservative ideals. In nearly a decade of experience as a prosecutor, I've tried more than 75 trials. As your next DA, my experience has given me ideas on how to reduce the backlog of cases and, in turn, reduce costs to the taxpayers. To learn more about me, visit DavidHilburnForDA.com.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for District Attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
It's officially summertime, and that means it's time for the Polaris Summer Sales Event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Receive up to $1,000 in rebates on select models, plus additional financing with rates as low as 3.99%. Polaris Fun Center will keep your budget cool this summer with hot deals on Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsman ATVs. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has an entire family of machines built to handle your adventures through any season. Polaris Fun Center, just north of Villa Marie on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Log on to PolarisFunCenter.com. Remember, Polaris Fun Center, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
WTAW News Time, 707, 76 degrees right now at the studios. Upper 90s for a high today. No surprises in our forecast. No chance of rain either. We'll take a look at weather coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Texas voters head to the polls today to decide the Republican nominees in a handful of races. The midsummer runoff is highlighted by the race for a Republican U.S. Senate nominee. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst and his massive campaign war chest have gotten all they wanted from Tea Party favorite Ted Cruz. Here at home, the Republican nomination for Brazos County District Attorney is up for grabs. Prosecutor Jarvis Parsons barely missed winning outright during the primary, taking 48% of the vote. David Hilburn is Parsons' opponent, and in the race for nomination for the nomination for State House District 12, Tucker Anderson of Calvert faces Kyle Cassell of College Station. Don't forget you can join us tonight for election updates here on WTAW and continuing coverage online at WTAW.com. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. During the College Station City Council's recent public hearing on proposed changes to the city charter, one subject came up that an advisory committee explored but did not forward to council for consideration. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more on that.
Responding to a citizen's call that city council members represent districts instead of the city at large, committee chairwoman Lynn McElhaney says it was pretty unanimous to not have boundaries.
The council is elected to represent the entire city, not just a particular district. People who have districts, you get into the situation of you're not spending enough money in my area and your priorities should be citywide and where's the most need.
McElhaney also says the committee was concerned about shifting district lines with every census. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie supporters are invited to Kyle Field tonight to participate in the production of an ESPN College Game Day promotional video. The university's Jason Cook says gates open at 7 p.m. and you need to be ready to yell loud.
Well, we're going to need as many folks for the community to come out and help us. Summertime, even though we have 20,000 students on our campus, it still is a little bit light, but this is a great opportunity for the community to support Texas A&M and be featured on a national ESPN commercial for College Game Day.
The first 2,000 people receive a free T-shirt. More details, including where to park for free, are on our website, WTAW.com. Multiple law enforcement agencies descended on a Northgate bar over the weekend. Assistance was requested early Sunday morning after College Station police arrived at a fight in front of Schottsky's. Then gunfire was heard behind the building.
There are periodic fights as a result of alcohol and a large group of people leaving the bars at one time. So it is unusual for us to have a fight of this size, even more unusual for us to have an incident where there were shots fired. I would consider this something more of a random thing that could have occurred anywhere, not necessarily related to being in the Northgate district.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says shell casings were found, but no one was hit by the gunfire. She says some people were hurt during the fight, but no arrests have been made. A Bryan man is off to prison for his part in a home invasion robbery and shooting that happened the night before the Super Bowl. 19-year-old Christopher Blake entered a plea agreement, which includes a 24-year sentence. Blake was convicted of entering a home where a party was taking place and shooting the host twice. The host survived. Several dozen or so people at the party reported the theft of cash and personal property. A Bryan man remains in jail on a $150,000 bond following his arrest over the weekend. Officer John Agnew says 35-year-old Jason France is most recently accused of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and evading arrest.
We located some evidence that we're hopefully going to tie him to some other crimes. He's suspect in many other burglaries and thefts in our city. And we have detectives working on that, and hopefully there might be some charges coming down in the future after they get with the district attorney's office and the county attorney's office.
5 days after an SUV was reported stolen, it was seen by a patrolman. Investigators were told the driver had rented the vehicle from France. France was arrested Saturday night. And if you head from Houston north on 59 into Liberty County, you might notice some new road signs. The Texas Transportation Commission, with little fanfare, has given the green light to designate a 35-mile stretch of Highway 59 from Houston northeast into Liberty County as Interstate 69. It becomes the longest stretch of the long-debated I-69 in the state and joins a 6-mile portion near Corpus Christi as the only pieces of the newest interstate in Texas. Backers of the project for decades now have longed for a highway that traverses the state from the northeast through the Houston area and then into South Texas. Of course, in Texas, 59 goes all the way from Texarkana to Laredo. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 76 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Just as Suddenlink has been helping individuals enjoy the internet, just have more fun, be more efficient, You know what? They can do the same thing for your business, too. Just one phone call to Chad Cowher and his crew at 979-595-2413 can get you on the road to having probably a better internet connection, certainly a lower phone bill. And you bundle those two together, it just adds to the savings. Call Suddenlink Business today and ask about the business phone service, unlimited, starting as low as $29.95. And that includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, plus three-way calling, caller ID, and more. And then talk about the business high-speed internet that they have as well. You can visit their updated website that includes online chat support. That's suddenlinkbusiness.com. But call today and find out about the special bundling prices they have. You'll save up to 30% versus the phone company. You can get your email delivery on your voicemail, too. So call them at 595-2413 and find out the Suddenlink solutions that they have for you that can be cost-effective. If you use the phone service, you get to keep your equipment that you've already purchased, and most importantly, you get to keep the phone number that you've had for maybe years and years and years. The number again to call for Suddenlink Business, 595-2413, 595-2413 for Suddenlink Business Services.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie Class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote in the runoff election for Brazos County District Attorney. I'm a lifelong conservative and have a history of voting for conservative ideals. In nearly a decade of experience as a prosecutor, I've tried more than 75 trials. As your next DA, my experience has given me ideas on how to reduce the backlog of cases and in turn, reduce costs to the taxpayers. To learn more about me, visit DavidHilburnForDA.com.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for District Attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
Hey ladies, here's the skinny on getting skinny. Introducing the Malise Skinny Girl Wrap from Riviera Salon and Day Spa. This safe, all-natural process provides cellulite reduction through detoxifying body cleansing, and you can lose 4 to 14 inches in 1 hour. Permanent inch loss and cellulite reduction. The benefits are immediate, and the inch loss is real with the Malise Skinny Girl Wrap. Book yours at Riviera Salon and Day Spa. Call 693-0350. Click RivieraSalonAndDaySpa.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey, good morning. It's 716. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here's the weather.
High pressure remains off to our east. Warm temperatures remain right over the top of us. We stay hot right through Thursday. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 100. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. It is sunny and very warm again tomorrow. We're back up around 100 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly to mostly sunny and hot for Thursday. Highs ranging from 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Astros lost last night. Now, that's not news, but what is kind of news is that the Astros have now suffered their worst month in team history. Yeah, even if they win tonight, they're 3-28 for the month of July. So how about that? The Rangers also lost at home to the Angels. We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up in sports.
So, you know, we can't complain a lot when you hear about the drought that's happening in Middle America. I mean, they're having to dredge the Mississippi, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the Corps of Engineers out there working on that. They need to keep the water levels at least 9 feet deep to make sure that those barges can clear. Ironically, the funding for that is coming from the same relief act that helped them get out of their flooding last year.
Wow.
From one side to the other. Dry conditions mean narrower, shallower passageways. This thing could cost the shipping industry $1 billion, according to Time magazine.
Do we know if the dredging of the Mississippi was a shovel-ready project?
Very nice.
You're welcome.
Yeah, very good. Yes.
Worst U.S. drought in 50, U.S.-American drought in 50 years. So see how that works out. And for those folks and others, if your lawn wilting into a brown wasteland kind of looks not too nice, consider this a paint job. a paint job to give dead yards the look of blooming green life. That's one possible solution for homeowners as the worst drought in decades is hitting. One New York City resident paid $125 to have her dried up grass painted with a green organic dye. The grass painting technique, of course, has been used for years in the West and Southwest, as well as options like tearing out lawns completely and going with the combination of gravel and mulch and maybe some shrubs.
I want field turf.
Yeah.
Field turf, yeah.
I want an artificial surface. I'd really like a logo of some variety.
Well, you know, if you, and of course, you know, that could well be when Anarene decides they want to put in the new turf, they'll take out their old turf, and you could do that.
But I was thinking about doing that last year. I mean, you know, when we were suffering such a bad drought. At least we've gotten some rain this year, so it's not as bad.
I know the Wynn, I don't know if others do, but the Wynn has artificial turf. They have artificial grass. They don't have the real thing.
Oh, the Wynn in Vegas?
Mm-hmm, their hotel. And if you paint the grass, though, remember that the color retains its new look for a few months, but eventually it'll have to be repainted.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I just go with turf, you know.
Yeah. And again, Neil Sperry. Hey, we have a Neilism for today. Neilite. Here we go. Yeah. Because if you don't listen to Neil, he comes on at 10 till 7.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often he has little witty things like we were talking dogs the other day.
It's nice when you find an item that can be used for two distinct tasks. That's the concept behind sofa beds. And who knows how many ways we use paper clips and coat hangers, but odds are that the original purposes aren't in the majority. Humans improvise. We find alternate ways to involve things in our lives.
Today's Neil note. The paperclip. How many ways do we use the paper?
How many ways?
Let me see.
You bind things together.
No, never mind. We'll do it later.
Yeah. That little button on electronic things that, you know, you can't push with anything else. Sometimes you use a paper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to do like the reset.
The little reset button. Yeah.
Well, that are on your computer. If you're, your DVD drive fails and you have to force it open, you've got to use a paperclip for that.
Do that. That's also to clean your ears. Yeah. You can do that.
Yikes. Mm.
Okay, now.
Oh, it's an Olympic moment?
Yeah. So now.
Oh, okay. God, I thought you were going to cut it off earlier.
No, I was getting excited. Here we go.
Yeah. I think that's the men's gymnastics team playing that.
It could
yeah,
could
that's right.
Caller. Caller. We got the butt dial today.
How about that?
That's cool.
Yeah.
So now what happened to this Loki guy? What's his name?
Lochte.
Lochte, Ryan Lochte. What happened to him?
Well, he finished fourth fastest.
Yeah.
And at the Olympics, that gets you a big old nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true.
Team U.S. America's breakthrough star, Ryan Lochte, will not be denied his grill.
Oh, yeah, he's got a grill.
You heard about that. He reportedly was banned by Olympic officials from wearing his American flag-inspired diamond grill while on the medal stand on Saturday night.
Right.
Oh, did we know about this? Is this big controversy?
Well, no, I mean, I've heard about it. Yeah. They wouldn't let him do it on the medal stand.
He tried to put it on, but it was told that if he wore the grill, he wouldn't get the medal. Mm. Oh, come on.
Take off your grill. Now, little Ryan.
The judge is holding it behind his back going, no. If you do this, we won't let you have the medal.
Well, it's not proper.
They said it wasn't part of the official uniform. Okay. So, in other words, he could have gone up there in that goofy-looking beret and that'd have been all right.
That's part of the official uniform.
Yeah, of course. In addition to his diamond-studded grill. And by the way, what he did was, as soon as he got off the stand, he put the grill in so he could get pictures made with the medal.
Right, yes.
So, but as long as he's not on the stand, he can do that.
Exactly.
All right, so here's some other trends, some style trends of the Olympics so far. Crazy buns. Crazy buns. The female U.S. American gymnasts seem to be taking a cue from the red carpet. A lot of Team USA American ladies are wearing half messy, half sleek hairdos. You guys have any idea what that means?
Well, no. The sleek part, if you saw any of them the night before last, my goodness, I can't imagine. And I was wondering, okay, here you are, you're getting ready for the Olympics. I can only imagine how long it took them to fix their hair, because that stuff is pulled. I mean, it's pulled so tight, I don't even know if they can blink, first of all.
Wow.
And then just the sheer amount of hairspray and things like that it must have required. So.
And then there's Shimmer, the female Russian gymnast team seems determined to shine whether they get medals or not. Most of the team dousing their hair with tons of sparkly glitter spray.
Oh, yeah.
Glitter spray. Now, do we have gymnastics like every night now? Because
well, we did. We had we had women's gymnastics night before last, and we had men's last night.
Yeah.
Well, did the Russian men, did they have glitter in their hair?
I don't believe they did. No, although I did comment that their uniforms looked like they were vintage 1992.
Oh, well, it could well be. You know, they're trying to grow their military. They may have had to make cuts in other areas. The scrunchie making a comeback. Serena Williams trying to bring back the fashion don't. She wore a gold one for her match on Saturday, the scrunchie. And, of course, you knew this had to happen. Patriotic nail art.
Oh yeah.
Since swimmers can't wear makeup, they rocked with elaborate mani-pedis.
Yeah, Missy Franklin last night had alternating red and blue fingernail.
Yeah, American flag thingy. And Rebecca Adelton, of course, wore the Union Jack painted on her nails, which is probably difficult to do.
It takes some time, at least.
Yeah, there's a lot of intricacy there.
Swimmers from France and Germany also spotted with nails that celebrate their country.
So and that's okay.
Was Germany like yellow and black then? They have like yellow and black nails?
Probably.
That wouldn't look
with some red mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
And wait till the XXX Olympics really kicks in.
I'm really surprised we've gotten this far into the 30th Olympiad, and that's the first joke we've heard about that.
Well, you had made mention that there are some that are not svelte.
No.
Matter of fact, of course, it's important in some of those events not to be.
Right. Exactly.
And
exactly.
Did they interview them afterwards, by the way?
No.
Well, the non-svelte people haven't competed that much yet. You know, even the weightlifters are skinny. They just got shoulders that are as big as a Buick.
Most of them have their teeth, too. Is that?
I think so. Normally, they're still in their late teens, early 20s. Even in developing countries, you know, your dental will hold up until then.
You haven't met with misfortune in an alley before you made it to the Olympics. All right, good.
Hey, ladies, here's the skinny on getting skinny. Introducing the Malise Skinny Girl Wrap from Riviera Salon and Day Spa. This safe, all-natural process provides cellulite reduction through detoxifying body cleansing, and you can lose 4 to 14 inches in 1 hour. Permanent inch loss and cellulite reduction. The benefits are immediate, and the inch loss is real with the Malise Skinny Girl Wrap. Book yours at Riviera Salon and Day Spa. Call 693-0350. Click RivieraSalonAndDaySpa.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Tracy Sheets. I was a College Station police officer for almost 17 years. In 2010, I was hit by a drunk driver while on duty. I'm supporting Jarvis Parsons for district attorney because he is a trusted, proven, and committed prosecutor. He has devoted his career to keeping Brazos County safe. I've worked with Jarvis on many cases, and he is the right man for this job. Please join me in voting for Jarvis Parsons for district attorney on July 31st. And remember, early voting is July 23rd to July 27th.
Political ad paid for by Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County district attorney, Bruce Arrett, treasurer.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. Or at morefeed.com, about 100 again today. And, in fact, all week long will be right around 100. Low temperatures at night around 76 or so. There is a slight chance of showers as it stands right now for Saturday. Right now, humidity is 87%. The winds are calm. Partly cloudy skies. We got 78 out there.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Joe Biden accuses Mitt Romney of planning to gut education funding, says the AP, in order to finance tax breaks for the rich. He said that Romney doesn't think public education's worth the investment. He said that Romney backs a Republican budget that would cut grants and loans for college students and Head Start. But he forgot the other standard accusation, that Republicans want to starve kids by cutting school breakfast, lunch, and dinner programs. Now, he made these accusations in Detroit at the American Federation of Teachers National Convention. Now, these accusations are so asinine and stereotypical, it's hard to imagine anybody believing them, but they do. Now, meanwhile, there's one group that consistently opposes vouchers to allow parents to opt out of failing schools. This group protects failing administrators and teachers in public schools and stands in the way of rewarding teachers via merit pay. This group is the teachers' unions. Now, public education in Democrat-run cities continues to fail millions of kids, while these unions, they continue to fork over money to the Democrat Party. And in return, they get outrageous pension benefits that are bankrupting city after city. This immoral racket has been going on for generations. And what happens? It leaves the kids uneducated. It leaves the cities broke. And all that can be laid at the feet of Democrats. Folks, Mitt Romney and the Republicans have absolutely nothing to do with it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they've saved hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter PROTECT in the referral box to check out for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan available in most states.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 77 degrees right now at the studios. Upper 90s for a high today with sunshine. Warm, in other words, or hot. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. It's a full court press from Republican candidates as the day of runoff elections have come, the day has come around, that is. Two high-profile nominations are up for grabs in our area. Brazos County voters will decide the nominees for district attorney as Jarvis Parsons faces David Hilburn. Parsons was the leader in the primary with 48% of the vote, and the nominee for the redrawn State House District 12 will also be decided. Kyle Cassell of College Station finished second to Tucker Anderson of Calvert in the primary. The nomination will go to one of those two. At the state level, Tea Party favorite Ted Cruz looks to pull off what would be a big upset if he can beat Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. Polls are open today from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. You can join us on air tonight for election updates as well as continuing coverage online at WTAW.com. Discussed but not advanced by the committee called to suggest changes to the College Station City Charter is who is represented by members of the City Council. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Currently, each council member represents the entire city. Charter Committee Chairwoman Lynn McElhaney says it was pretty unanimous to leave that alone.
We also talked about the impact of the federal law, because the districts have to be drawn up a certain way, and including certain guidelines, and when the census changes, then those districts have to be redrawn and you have to get federal approval.
McElhaney responded to a citizen's call for districts at the council's recent public hearing. Another speaker remembered citizens approving that idea in the 70s, then 1 year later returning to what is used now. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Aggies and their fans are good at winning polls, but now it's time to show up in person. You may have already seen ESPN vehicles in town. That's because the cable network is producing a promotional video for College Game Day, focusing tonight at Kyle Field. Texas A&M's Jason Cook says that's where your involvement is encouraged.
It's going to be a simulated midnight yell. We'll have the yell leaders there, the Aggie band, Coach Sumlin, and the ESPN Game Day talent will be there as well. So it's not going to be a full midnight yell practice, but I think that people will get an idea of what midnight yell is all about once they watch the commercial.
Gates open at 7. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, to read the details. The night before this year's Super Bowl, a blind man celebrating getting his tax refund with a dozen friends was the victim of a home invasion robbery and shooting. One of those arrested has entered a plea agreement with prosecutors. 19-year-old Christopher Blake of Bryan was sentenced to 24 years in prison for shooting the host. The host survived. No one was hit by gunfire behind a Northgate bar early Sunday morning. That was after multiple agencies responded to a large fight in front of Shotsky's, where some participants were hurt.
As the crowd was dispersing, they were able to cordon off the part of the parking lot or the street that they thought the shots had been fired in. They did recover some shell casings, and so that did confirm that what they had heard had occurred. They talked to several witnesses. They have been able to gather information. They are currently following up on leads, and it is an ongoing investigation.
Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says no arrests have been made. A Bryan man accused of stealing an SUV, then renting it to a friend, was caught Saturday night following a brief foot chase. Officer John Agnew says 35-year-old Jason France is a possible suspect in other burglaries and thefts.
We wanted the public to know about his arrest. I mean, if you know of this subject or if you've seen him in suspicious areas or with suspicious items, any tips like that would definitely be helpful to our investigation. And, you know, by calling the police department or Crime Stoppers, we'd love to have that information.
France is jailed on bonds totaling $150,000. And an instructor at an Air Force base in San Antonio is facing various charges at a court-martial resulting from a sex scandal at one of the nation's busiest military training centers. Technical Sergeant Christopher Smith faces up to a year in prison and a dishonorable discharge if convicted at his trial that is set to begin at 8:30 this morning at Lackland Air Force Base. He's one of 15 Lackland instructors under investigation. Investigators have identified 38 female trainees as alleged victims. WTAW News Time, 7:35, 77 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
You know, Intercon does windows. That's what they do. They make sure that windows are as energy efficient as they can possibly be. If the windows in your home aren't, then one phone call to Intercon can get that process on the road. They'll come out, have a look at your windows, see if there's some that can be repaired. Others may need to be replaced, combination, who knows. Give them a call, though. They'll come out, they'll have a look, they'll give you an estimate, and then there won't be any high pressure. The reason is because Intercon has been doing this for a long, long time. If you're remodeling, or if you're going to even be doing a new build, you call on experts in different areas to get their expertise, to get them to do that specialized work, and as a result, you get the best possible job. Same thing's true for windows. When it comes to windows, Intercon's the specialist. And again, a local company, that's great because these are local crews, people who live here all the time, and I mention that because, you know, if you go to the big box stores, they're going to have installation teams that will do that, and they may be in one town one day and one town the next, and they want to make sure that you're a satisfied customer at Intercon because they live right here. So give them a call at 823-3639. Let Intercon show you how you can have more energy-efficient windows in your home from Intercon.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you?
Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Good morning, Newstalk 1620, WTAW at 738, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure remains off to our east. Warm temperatures remain right over the top of us. We stay hot right through Thursday. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 100. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. It is sunny and very warm again tomorrow. We're back up around 100 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly to mostly sunny and hot for Thursday. Highs ranging from 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll give a summary of what happened yesterday in London at the Olympics. The medal count has 17 each for China and the U.S. of A. There's more swimming, more gymnastics today, and we'll talk, of course, about how the Aggies are doing in London. Also, talk a little Aggie football as we'll hear from John L. Smith, the new Arkansas head coach. All that and more coming up in sports.
Oh, when do the Olympics end?
Not soon enough.
This is just day five, right?
Yeah. Other moments in the history of the Olympics probably won't see on the NBC and affiliated networks. The 1960 Summer Games, one of the Olympics' best-known blood dopers, Danish cyclist Knud Enemark Jensen, took amphetamines and something else called Roanacol to lower his blood pressure before his race. While racing, he collapsed, fractured his skull, and died.
What year was that?
That was in 1960.
Wow.
IOC started drug testing after that incident, but the lesson seems to have gone unheeded considering how much doping still going on in cycling, allegedly. Then there was the 2002 Winter Games. Remember that? That was in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, who was involved with that?
In the 1,000-meter short track speed skating event, Stephen Bradbury of Australia was bringing up the rear in the final turn when a Chinese skater named Lee Brown fell down.
Lee Brown fell down?
Yeah. And took
downtown Lee Brown.
Yeah, and took everybody but Bradbury out, who coasted to a gold medal.
Is that bad Lee Brown?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God smiles on some days, and this was my day, said Bradley after the race. Again, dead last to first. And in 1904 Summer Games in St. Louis on a hot and humid day, Fred Lorenz, who was an American marathoner, crossed the finish line first. Only one of only 14 competitors to seemingly finish the race, Lorenz took a photograph with Alice Roosevelt, the daughter of the president, and was about to be handed the gold when it was discovered that he had caught a ride in the car for 11 miles.
Oh, yeah.
He later claimed it was a practical joke. Okay.
Yeah, like cut that thing in half.
Yeah. Anyway, Olympic medals, Olympic notes that that NBC is probably not going to be doing, just so you know. And when it comes to Olympic sandcastle building, hear about this?
Olympic events are getting almost as bad as Guinness World Records.
Sure they are. Yeah. And again, we've got a list of them that used to be Olympic events, and we'll do those.
Sandcastle building.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Kidding. But it should be.
Yeah, sure it should. Yeah. In New York City's war on crime.
You
have
something to do at the beach volleyball court when they're not playing volleyball.
That's right.
Don't they take their time painting the numbers on at that time? The most charming sand art is sculptured by a detective of the Major Case Squad.
Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yes, Vincent D'Onofrio won first place in the 21st annual Coney Island Sand Sculpturing Contest with his family last Saturday. D'Onofrio and his wife and their six kids built an elaborate treasure chest guarded by skeletons made of sand and decorated with gold bars and coins. When asked about the theme of their sculpture, D'Offer and his wife said, "We love pirates."
Oh, somebody call Mike Leach.
That's right. Then there was the revelation that the D'Onofrio's.
D'Onofrio's. You've only mispronounced it three times
that's
now.
That's fine. Had not even trained for this. They apparently watched a YouTube and faked their way through it.
Really?
Yep. She said, "We watched it this morning on YouTube, how to do sandcastles, and we figured it out when we got here." And they won.
Well, it is an art. You know, I go see it every year down at, you know, my favorite place.
But I'm just saying, all those professionals, who were there.
Here come
these actor types wandering in saying, "Hey, we saw this on YouTube. We thought we'd give it a try." Hey,
they come from all over the world to do this.
Yeah, so there you are.
Yeah.
All right, it's Tuesday. Let's go to the phones. Hello.
Hey.
A message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical,
like the treadmill kind of stuff.
How'd that go?
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff.
That's Jason
Scott.
I'm hoping
it's maybe just a deal that happens on
just
Tuesday. That it's not going to be that way every morning.
Yeah. She didn't like my joke.
I'd like to have it on WTAW, but...
Well,
don't worry about calling
me back.
I just was wanting to let you
know
that
you leave your number.
There's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just
stuff.
Yeah. You know, that's not that pressing.
Bye.
You got it. My kids like this song.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover.
Well, there's no warm-up here. You got to just go.
Oh, you wait for it.
Yeah.
Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else.
Here we go. Get your sweat on.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you lift your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. You don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see, you'll understand why I want you so desperately.
This is, of course, the multi-talented One Direction, right?
Yes, you are correct.
We haven't figured out. This is a boy band, isn't it?
Yeah, from Ireland.
Yeah, they don't play music, instruments or anything, do they?
No.
They bounce up and down on the stage.
Yeah, they just go out there and look cute.
All right, there you go. That's our One Direction hit for today.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
May have a special day coming up. David Gardner's here to help you out, and they've been doing this for 30 years for folks. And, you know, when you've found that right thing and you've done it way ahead of time, you really feel good, don't you guys? Right? Because, you know, the ladies can do that a whole lot better than we can. But you get focused, you find just the right thing. And with David Gardner's, it's easier than ever. Stop in. Now, you know, there's some basics that you can look at from a jewelry standpoint, and David Gardner's knows that, and as a result, they like to help you out with those basics, like diamond studs or diamond hoops. That's something that any lady would like or like to have another one of. And so it's not really a difficult thing to buy diamonds, because David Gardner's staff can help you through that, answer your questions for you, get exactly what you're looking for. Now, maybe the lady in her life likes pearls, be it a strand or maybe studs. And, of course, bracelets are always good. Well, those are basics, okay? And with those basics, you can get 0% financing for 6 months on your diamond basics at David Gardner. So ask him about that. We've told you about the David Yurman VIP Club. That's pretty cool. Obviously, David Gardner's is an authorized Rolex dealer, and they do authorized Rolex service as well. Now, if the big day happens to be a wedding day that's going to be coming up, remember that they have a new website that David Gardner's has in addition to their regular website, where AggiesGetEngaged.com answers your questions, both guys and gals. You go to the landing page and it's split. There's a he side and a she side. click on the appropriate side and get the answers that you want. All that can be yours from David Gardner's there at 911 University Drive.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee, and so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Millions of women are reading the New York Times best-selling book series called 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James. I have no desire to join them, and I'll tell you why. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. These books are, in my opinion, poison for the heart and mind, and they can do nothing other than harm your marriage. Sexually explicit books are no more dignified than sexually explicit websites. They stir your desires and ultimately make you dissatisfied with the realistic ups and downs of true romance. Women complain that no normal wife can live up to the airbrush models that are seductively presented in pornography. Well, in the same way, no marriage can compare to the unrealistic portraits painted in books like 50 Shades of Grey. Real life seems dull and even cruel in comparison. True romance requires times of struggle, learning to be unselfish, and accepting each other's limitations. Books like these may offer cheap thrills, but ultimately they erode the kind of intimacy you're designed to experience and enjoy. We teach our kids all the time to say no to things that will ultimately harm them. We encourage them to resist peer pressure and do the right things. So I'm encouraging you to set the example and say no to reading books that can be destructive to your marriage and family. There are definitely some gray areas in life, and this isn't one of them. To help your marriage thrive, visit our website at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's Tuesday morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take another look at sports. Well, Michael Phelps can chase down another Olympic record tonight in London, and this would be a big one. Most medals ever by anybody. The American swimming star is preparing for the 200-meter butterfly final and the 4x200 freestyle relay final. Phelps enters the competition two medals shy of becoming the most decorated Olympian ever. His 14 gold medals, including a record 8 4 years ago in Beijing, is already the most in Olympic history. Now, Olympic organizers say that 3,800 tickets were reclaimed and put on sale to the British public for Tuesday events. Criticism of blocks of empty seats has led organizers to try to recover tickets given to national Olympic committees and sports federations that will not be used. Organizers then put the excess tickets for sale online to the British public. Organizing committee spokeswoman Jackie Brock Doyle says that the sale for Tuesday events covered 30 sessions and 15 sports. She says almost all the tickets were snapped up shortly after they went on sale. She says that ticket availability will change daily. She expects the allotment to shrink as events move closer to the finals. Well, let's talk about the Olympics and Aggies. There's a lot to talk about. Texas A&M's Bria Larson finished sixth in the Olympic 100-meter breaststroke final in London yesterday. The event got off to kind of a shaky start when Larson jumped into the pool before anybody else. Well, what happened was that the starter never gave the command, get set, and the starting horn sounded, and Larson rightly reacted and dove into the water. There was, of course, no disqualification. The horn was inspected, and all the swimmers swam. But again, it kind of threw everybody off, and Larson finished sixth. Another Aggie, Aaliyah Atkinson, swimming for Jamaica, finished fourth. It was won by a 15-year-old, Ruta Miltiter of Lithuania. American Rebecca Soni finished second. Another Aggie swimmer, Kim Pavlin of Croatia, finished seventh in her heat of the women's 200 IM and did not qualify for the semifinals. Also not advancing in the 200 IM was Aggie Erica Dittmer, swimming for Mexico. Now this morning already, Aggie swimmer Camille Adams swam her heat of the 200 butterfly and had the eighth best time, so she advances to the semifinals that'll happen this afternoon at about 2 o'clock. In women's individual archery, Aggie Jennifer Nichols finished 15th in the ranking round this morning and advanced to the round of 64, where she already won. But in the round of 32, she lost. Another Aggie archer, Miranda Leek, won twice but was eliminated in the round of 32. Let's talk a little football. On September the 29th at Kyle Field, Texas A&M will take on its second SEC opponent, that is. University of Arkansas will be coming to Kyle this year and bring along John L. Smith. He's the new head coach. He was an assistant at Arkansas for 3 years, but after last season took the head coaching job at his alma mater, Weber State. But then, as you know, the Arkansas job suddenly became open and Smith returned. He's quite a hit with the media. He says that they have two players on the Walter Camp watch list, quarterback Tyler Wilson and running back Nile Davis. Wilson can throw, but Smith says that the running game is the key.
Well, I think us as a coaching staff and as a belief of what we have to do starts there. So we've got to go into the game as a staff and making sure that our team understands that we are going to run the ball. And for us to win, you have to run the football to win, okay? So they have to understand it has to be a mindset. It has to be something we start day one with in the fall as far as practice goes. And then when we go into game one, game two, game three, that has to carry over.
Arkansas opens its season September the 1st, hosting Jacksonville State. They'll host Alabama, their third game of the season, before they take on the Aggies. The Brazos Valley Bombers are on a roll. Last night they beat Acadiana again on the road, 5-4. Chris Florak and James Wharton each got two hits, and Brad Vachon of Round Rock got his first pitching win for the Bombers, who have won 7 of their last 10. The Bombers lead the TCL in the second half standing at 13-7. Tonight they host the East Texas Pumpjacks at 7 at AMB Ballpark. The Astros could not make it 2 wins in a row. They fell to Milwaukee last night 8-7, and they have already clinched the worst month in Astro history. Even if they win tonight, they are already 3-23 for the month of July, the worst month ever. The Rangers lost at home last night to the Angels 15-8. And finally, police in Tampa, Florida say the Tennessee Titan Reserve receiver O.J. Murdoch has died of an apparent suicide. A police spokeswoman says that officers found the 25-year-old football player inside his car Monday morning with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Murdoch did not report to training camp over the weekend because of what the team said at the time was personal issues. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville at 757. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
The flip-flop, great for pancakes. The backtrack, not a bad idea if you're trying to throw someone off your trail. Politicians are experts at both. Today, David Duhurst says he's against amnesty. But in 2007, Duhurst said, quote, I support a guest worker program for those here today illegally. Then tried deleting evidence from his government website that proves he supports amnesty. Today, Duhurst claims he's, quote, never supported a payroll tax. But in 2005, Duhurst bragged about his payroll tax plan in his own official press release, which is why PolitiFact rated Duhurst's payroll tax denial flat out false.
This is Ted Cruz, and I'm running for Senate because politicians from both parties have let us down. No flip-flops, no backtracks. Just stop the spending. Restore the Constitution. Join me. Vote July 31st to take our country back. I'm Ted Cruz, the conservative candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ted Cruz for U.S. Senate.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Reese. 10 years ago, I chose ComputerWorks as my computer support team. When our computers are down, ComputerWorks has always gone the extra mile to get my practice up and running again as quickly as possible. They are fantastic about solving problems and are very prompt. I even have my tech cell number. ComputerWorks staff is extremely courteous and knowledgeable, and their rates are very reasonable, especially on a service contract. I highly recommend ComputerWorks as your computer support team. For information, visit texascw.net or call 778-3380.
Hi, I'm Tracy Sheets. I was a College Station police officer for almost 17 years. In 2010, I was hit by a drunk driver while on duty. I'm supporting Jarvis Parsons for district attorney because he is a trusted, proven, and committed prosecutor. He has devoted his career to keeping Brazos County safe. I've worked with Jarvis on many cases, and he is the right man for this job. Please join me in voting for Jarvis Parsons for district.
Six or so, and it'll be a 20% chance of rain maybe on Saturday. We'll see. Right at 80 right now. Hey, don't forget, today's your day to go and vote, and then you can get the results tonight on our website at WTAW.com. First, in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's Mitt Romney's last stop, Poland.
We share a common cause, tested by time, inseparable by foe.
The Republican wrapping up an at times controversial overseas trip. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, Romney was blasted by the British tabloids for his misgivings over Olympic arrangements, raised the ire of the Palestinians for saying Israeli culture has given Israel a better economy, and snubbed by the current leadership of Poland's Solidarity Party. But his take on the trip?
You know, I'm very pleased with what I've learned in this trip and the opportunities I've had to speak with leaders and the exchanges we've had.
Romney tells Fox's Carl Cameron in Warsaw he's been treated in the press exactly as he expected. And Dave, Romney reported nothing new to share on his hunt for a running mate.
Rich, who's to blame for Fast and Furious? Republicans in Congress now blame ATF agents in the gun tracking operation that went bad. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
Five senior officials in the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms get the blame in a new report from congressional Republicans. The report points to the former special agent in charge of the Phoenix ATF office, William Newell, for setting up the botched gun running operation and then up the chain of command. Officials blame for failing to properly oversee the operation. A Border Patrol agent was killed with weapons linked to Fast and Furious, launching a lengthy investigation. That hit a dead end when President Obama exercised executive privilege over many documents subpoenaed, Dave.
Jared, we were not out buying all that much last month. Consumer spending was the same as in May, even though Americans' income rose 0.5%. A show of support for Penn State's football team. More than 1,000 fans were there this morning.
Because they know that the negativity isn't all that it's made out to be.
Now, some players high-fived fans on the way to the season's first practice. Penn State under a 4-year bowl ban and other penalties for the Jerry Sandusky child molestation scandal. A lot of players vowing to stay on. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy.
Plus, Ambaren eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
Taking better care of your body is something that requires concentration. It's something that requires focus. It's something that requires commitment. And a lot of times when you start off on a program, maybe you start off strong, but then you can't keep it up. You can't keep that commitment up. That's one reason why I choose to go to Super Slow Zone. I'm Chase Murphy. Super Slow is something I've been doing for, gosh, almost 10 years now. And the reason why I go, because for me, I can talk myself out of just about anything. But with Super Slow Zone, it is a personal appointment you keep. It's an appointment that you make, just like going to the doctor. You make an appointment with your one-on-one counselor. It is just you and that personal fitness counselor at Super Slow Zone, and they can make sure that you take better care of yourself physically. It's a specially designed program to tone your muscles up, just to help take better care of your body. You will feel better if you go to Super Slow Zone. Call today for a free consultation at Super Slow Zone, 693-6100. 693-6100.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. With us baby boomers ripening, I'm noticing getting out of the car is getting to be more of a challenge. I'm not ready for a turning seat to get out of my truck yet, but it seems like I'm looking down both of the barrels. If you or someone you know is looking for options for getting in and out of their vehicle, visit our website at yourmobilitysolutions.com. Come see us on Highway 21 outside Wixon Valley, Texas, or call us at 979-589-2005.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, do you have a fancy new truck? Do you have a nice SUV? Do you want to keep it looking that way? Well, make the first stop to Texas Truck Riggins. They're on South College, right across from the lake. You know, the Bomanskis have for years been making sure that your vehicle looks good from day one, and you keep it looking good as long as you possibly can. Now, if it's a drive around town, that's a little bit easier to do, but sometimes that truck, that SUV, needs to be used out in the field. And if that's the case, then get a grill guard. Make that one of your first stops. Also, the other thing to do, get either a spray-in or a drop-in bed liner. That can help you out. And, of course, there's powder coating as well. So making sure that your investment continues to look good every day is something the Bomanskis have done from day one, and they'll continue to do that for you now. Now, again, if it's a working truck, you may want to put a headache rack in there. You may want to put a toolbox on the inside, a sidestep to make it easy to get in. And again, that's the outside of it. They can also do things to enhance the inside of your truck, your SUV as well. So why don't you stop in and see them? They've been voted best in the Brazos about 8 years running, right there on South College again, across from the lake. That's Texas Truck Riggins.
WTAW News Time, 806, 81 degrees right now at the studios. Upper 90s for a high today, and no surprise, we did 80 by 8. Another hot day in store for us. We'll tell you more about that after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Texas voters head to the polls today to decide the Republican nominees in a handful of races. The midsummer runoff is highlighted by the race for Republican U.S. Senate nominee. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst and his massive campaign war chest have gotten all they wanted from Tea Party favorite Ted Cruz. Here at home, the Republican nomination for Brazos County District Attorney is up for grabs between Jarvis Parsons and David Hilburn. And in the race for the nomination for State House District 12, Tucker Anderson of Calvert faces off against Kyle Cassell of College Station. You can join us tonight for election updates here on WTAW and continuing coverage online at WTAW.com. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. During the College Station City Council's recent public hearing on proposed changes to the city charter, one subject came up that an advisory committee explored but didn't forward to council for consideration. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more on that.
Responding to a citizen's call that city council members represent districts instead of the city at large, committee chairwoman Lynn McElhaney says it was pretty unanimous to not have boundaries.
The council is elected to represent the entire city, not just a particular district. People who have districts, you get into the situation of you're not spending enough money in my area and your priorities should be citywide and where's the most need.
McElhaney also says the committee was concerned about shifting district lines with every census. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie supporters are invited to Kyle Field tonight to participate in the production of the ESPN College Game Day promotional video. The university's Jason Cook says gates open at 7, and you just need to show up and be ready to yell.
Well, we're going
to
need as many folks for the community to come out and help us. Summertime, even though we have 20,000 students on our campus, it still is a little bit light, but this is a great opportunity for the community to support Texas A&M and be featured on a national ESPN commercial for College Game Day.
The first 2,000 people receive a free T-shirt. More details, including where to park for free, are on our website, WTAW.com. Multiple law enforcement agencies descended on a Northgate bar over the weekend. Assistance was requested early Sunday after College Station police arrived to find a fight in front of Shotsky's and then heard shots fired behind the building.
There are periodic fights as a result of alcohol and a large group of people leaving the bars at one time. So it is unusual for us to have a fight of this size, even more unusual for us to have an incident where there were shots fired. I would consider this something more of a random thing that could have occurred anywhere, not necessarily related to being in the Northgate district.
A Bryan man is off to prison, meanwhile, for his part in a home invasion robbery and shooting that occurred the night before the Super Bowl. 19-year-old Christopher Blake entered a plea agreement in which that includes a 24-year sentence. Blake was convicted of entering a home where a party was taking place and shooting the host in the left arm and right wrist. That host survived. And a Bryan man remains in jail on a $150,000 bond following his arrest over the weekend. Officer John Agnew says 35-year-old Jason France is most recently accused of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and evading arrest.
We located some evidence that we're hopefully going to tie him to some other crimes. He's suspected in many other burglaries and thefts in our city. And we have detectives working on that. And hopefully there might be some charges coming down in the future after they get with the district attorney's office and the county attorney's office.
5 days after an SUV was reported stolen, it was seen by a patrolman. Investigators were told the driver had rented the vehicle from France, who was arrested Saturday night following a brief foot chase. WTAW News Time, 810, 80 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two material, and used drill pipes. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary or number one material, and new structural pipes. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask their competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hi, this is David at Hogan's Trucks. After last year, who'd have thought we'd still have green grass in July? But we do, and we've got the mowers to cut it at Hogan's Trucks. We're getting shipments in daily from Cub Cadet, Hustler, and Ferris. We got the 0% for 36 months extended all the way through the end of July. So come on down. There's no better time than right now to buy a zero-turn riding mower from Hogan's Trucks. Hogan's Trucks Unlimited, half mile east of the bypass on Highway 21, 979-778-7481. Come see us.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with a solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with a matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our show. Room at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Good morning, 812, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure remains off to our east. Warm temperatures remain right over the top of us. We stay hot right through Thursday.
Lots of sunshine today, a high of 100. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. It is sunny and very warm again tomorrow. We're back up around 100 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly to mostly sunny and hot for Thursday. Highs ranging from 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, officials at the nameberry.com baby name website.
Nameberry.
Say that for some unknown reason.
If Barry already has a name, why are we naming
yeah.
him?
Yeah. For some unknown reason. This name has suddenly jumped into their list of the 14 hottest baby names of the year.
All right. Standing by.
Ready?
Yeah.
Zebulon.
Good grief. We're going Old
Zebulon?
Testament.
Zebulon.
Oh. I mean, Zeb for short.
Well, Zebulon Pike is the only Zebulon I can think of. Is there a new planet we found that's called Zebulon?
No, it's just...
Is there a vampire or a werewolf that's called Zebulon in the Twilight series?
Definitely not that.
Okay. I don't know. Is there like Mario Brothers meets Zebulon? Is there any of those things?
Not that I know of.
All right. Well, Zebulon is vaulted up there into the top...
good for Zebulon.
Yeah, that's it. All right, it's time now for Jethro Trivia.
Ah, love this
Which
part.
Is our oddly informative news quiz.
Wait, are we going home?
No.
I got confused.
No, we did that a little
I just
late
get to
yet.
Where I love all parts. I got confused about my catchphrases there.
But we have the person who wins almost as often as Tom does. Leah's here this morning from the animal
Actually,
shelter.
She wins almost as often as I do.
Oh, is that it?
But last 2 weeks, not so well.
That's right. Hadn't gone so well. And Priscilla's here this morning from the chamber. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Now, you've played Jethro Trivia.
Yes.
You? Okay. All right.
I got an answer right.
Okay. There we go. So let's see how we do, guys. All right, so here we go. It's time now for
Jethro Trivia,
which is our oddly
informative.
News quiz.
Yes.
Ask a simple question about what?
Pop culture and current events.
Thanks. It's fun to play and easy to win, or it could be easy to play and fun to win.
Is there wagering?
No, there's no wagering.
None.
Today's topic is, okay, so here's what will happen is Tom, you'll answer first. Chase, you'll answer second. Leah will answer third, and Priscilla will answer fourth. All right. So here we go. Today it's about the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, the mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disney found itself embroiled in a strange controversy last week when it picked a fight with what multinational institution? Was it Sony? Was it C.org? Was it Samsung? Or was it Santa Claus? Notice this. All S's today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A, Sony. B, C.org. C, Samsung, or D, Santa Claus. Which is it, Tom?
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
God, you know, I almost remember reading something about this, but I don't.
Good thing you forgot.
Yeah. I'm going to say Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Okay, that's D. Okay, Chase?
I was thinking that. But generally, whenever the mouse fights, the mouse wins.
Mm-hmm, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard Sony, to beat Santa Claus. Sony, what was B?
C.org.
Oh, see, then what was C?
Samsung.
I'm going to go with Samsung.
All right, go with Samsung, the electronics maker. All right, Leah?
You know, I remember something about reading this as well, and you said something, and I'm like thinking, I couldn't think of it. And then Santa Claus, something about that sounds familiar.
Okay.
Really? I'm going to go with Santa Claus.
You're
and...
a lot younger than Tom. It bothers me that you
goodness.
Can't remember.
Yeah. I'm
All right,
moving,
Priscilla.
So.
Okay. Priscilla, what do you got?
I've heard absolutely nothing
okay.
about this.
Well, that's perfect. That ties you with me.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So let's, for fun, go with the .com one.
Oh, the
C.org?
Okay.
C.org. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There
Let's
you go.
Go with that one.
Okay. Answer is Santa Claus. Officials at Disneyland ask visitor Thomas Tolbert to leave the park because he looked too much like Santa Claus.
I did see that.
And was confusing visitors who thought that he was a Disney character.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Tolbert said the park had no right to kick him out. Santa Claus is not owned by anybody except
Santa Claus
the world.
Kick me out.
And I believe now, I think
they're on the naughty list.
They gave him a pass. You know, they gave him another pass to come in after he cut his beard
with a
off
different
or something
outfit.
Like that. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
I was
going to
say, was it just the beard or was he in a full red suit?
I'm not
now,
sure.
If it's the full red suit, I could see, sir, it's a little distracting.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's just facial hair. And who knows how long it took him to grow that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, take it off and then you can come back.
Yeah. Everything else is owned by Disney, but Santa Claus isn't, sir. So,
And then again, you know, he may have false teeth. teeth and he takes them out and he doesn't have the beard on. He just looks like a creepy old guy.
He just looks like he's visiting from West Virginia.
Yeah. Looks like a guy from Swamp People.
All right. It's 8:17. All right. So as mentioned, Lee is here this morning from the animal shelter. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Great.
So we have a new fundraiser coming up that some people may have heard of. We all know we have Yell Leaders here in Aggie Land.
Sure.
But now we will have Bark Leaders.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
So as the Yell Leaders are kind of the face of Aggie Land and you see them around a lot, the Bark Leaders will be as well. So how do you become a Bark Leader?
That's what I was about to ask.
Be you, it will be your dog.
Okay, good. Do you have what?
A Maltese who likes to talk.
Would bark.
Well,
okay.
It doesn't even matter how they could be as quiet as a mouse. You'll go to our Facebook, Bark Leaders on Facebook, and there's all the information. You'll set up a First Giving page. Now, the First Giving page is an online donation page, and then you campaign your dog to become a Bark Leader by people voting by donating, and the one that raises the most money for the shelter, all proceeds go directly to the shelter. Becomes the Bark Leader. We have the Alpha Bark Leader and the Senior and Junior as well. So if you're interested in that or your dog is, you can, like I said, Facebook Bark Leaders, or you can find more information on our website as it's getting put up there, and watch for more information to come trickling through. So a great opportunity there. Those individuals that win will be representing the shelter for the next year at various events. We have lots of changes in store for the shelter and events coming up as well. So
do they have to wear a sash or anything?
We'll have an outfit.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
They will get to be on our Christmas float because we always do the Christmas parade as well.
Okay.
And then, like I said, we'll do a photo shoot, and a lot of our promotional materials will include pictures of that particular dog.
You'll be like a celeb dog for a year.
Yes, you will be. So excellent opportunity there for someone who has that dog that just has to shine.
Okay,
so,
very good. We can do it.
We have Wienerfest coming October 27th. We're looking for volunteers and sponsors. This year's sponsorship includes various levels as usual, but those various levels also include naming opportunities for the year. So depending on your sponsorship level, you can have anywhere from a kennel named after you for the year or the dog building. So all sorts of opportunities there. Wienerfest is also on Facebook, but it also has its own pages on our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org. We have several smaller dogs in the building for those interested in what dogs we have in. We're always looking for foster homes and people that are interested in becoming fosters because in this community, people move in and move out, and we lose some fosters that way. It's a great opportunity for people who maybe just temporarily would like to take an additional pet into their home because maybe their normal living circumstances aren't where they can have one full time. So some of them are in foster care for PetSmart, and some of them are just too young to be adopted out and or have some sort of medical situation we're dealing with. So if you're interested in any of that or all the other happenings at the Brazos Animal Shelter, you can check out our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org. We will be at PetSmart on Saturday from 11 to 2, and we are open weekdays 11 to 6, and Saturdays 11 to 3.
All right, there you go. And Leah chalks up another win on Jethro Trivia, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Okay? Nice.
All right. And as you heard also, Priscilla's here this morning from Chamber.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. What you got for us today?
So much. Today, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting at KBTX.
Oh, okay.
They have a new studio that was designed by Kentmore Cabinet, and that's at 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., so that promises to be fun, and I get to visit my old friend Jordan, so I'm excited about that.
Go. Okay, now that's a special time, obviously.
4:30 to 5:30.
Yes. Because normally,
ribbon cuttings, a lot of them are at 11:30, but this is a deluxe.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Yes,
sounds
special
good.
One. On August 7th, next Tuesday, I think already, we have our Community Impact Award luncheon at Briarcrest Country Club, and we would love to have you come out and see which businesses will win for historically underutilized business. And this is sponsored by Texas A&M Office of Procurement Services. Cost is $20 a seat or a table for $200. Again, it's at Briarcrest Country Club. Our next business after hours, I'm really excited about this one. I got a tour. It's at the Eagle.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's going to be really exciting. And the speaking part will be in the print room.
Oh, okay,
it's going to be great. So neat. They're so excited, and I'm so excited. And some of the door prizes are amazing, so that will be great. Then moving on to August 22nd, we have our Economic Outlook Briefing Luncheon at the Hilton. $25 for a seat, $250 for a table. That's 11:45 to 1. And that's just kind of a rebriefing of the Economic Outlook Conference that happened in January. Mm-hmm. August 27th, we have a free Lunch and Learn sponsored by Six Shooter Marketing on content marketing. And I think I'm out of breath.
But it's a busy time.
That's right. Always, always. So if you have any questions, visit our website at bcschamber.org or give us a call at 260-5200.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the chamber as well on WTAW. It's 822.
More money goes into savings. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We managed to save more money last month. The government says personal incomes increased 0.5% in June. Consumer spending was unchanged from May, and the savings rate rose. Saving more helps individual finances, but it's not helpful for the general economy because spending accounts for about 2/3 of the nation's economic activity. Big retailers rang up weaker sales last week. The Council of Shopping Centers says shopper traffic slowed across all segments. Overall chain store sales were down 1.75%. A best-selling nonfiction book is coming off store shelves. The author of Imagine, How Creativity Works, has admitted he made up some quotes from Bob Dylan. The inflation rate for developed economies declined in June, according to new figures from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. That gives central bankers some leeway as they decide whether to add stimulus to boost economic growth. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29, and thanks to my college degree, I'm a systems analyst. And the college me would tell you,
I wouldn't be here without big brothers, big sisters. My big brother believed in me, and to a 7-year-old...
That means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil, and Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Tell you what, not a lot of businesses have been around 66 years, but Acme Glass has. Acme Glass started in downtown Bryan. They're still in downtown Bryan. They have a location in College Station. It's been out there for decades, and they have a store also in Brenham. But what Acme Glass has always been able to do is get you the glass that you need, get it there on time, and get it done at a reasonable price. And Acme Glass responds that way, whether it's for your home, your vehicle, or your business. I've had experience with them doing all that stuff. You know, I went in there because I needed a piece of mirror cut to size to put in, because there was a sliding medicine cabinet cover, and one side had been broken, so needed to get the other one. Then they cut it to size, had it ready for me the next day. Really convenient. Attached little handles for me to make it convenient that way as well. Had to have a door replaced in a business because the glass broke. Again, quick response. And then I told you before also about the times I have little pops in the windows and the windshields, and they can fix that for you. Takes about 20 minutes. Your insurance usually takes care of it. And remember that if you buy a windshield from Acme Glass for your vehicle, any of those little pops happen, as long as you own that car, they'll fix it for you absolutely free. Since 1946 in downtown Bryan and in College Station, it's Acme Glass.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com. We're College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products, and Aggie gifts. The Texas Trading Post at TXTraders.com. Texas Trading Post has got it all and then some. Texas gifts at affordable prices. That's TXTraders.com.
About half of your DNA comes from your father and half from your mother. But each sperm and egg has its own unique mix of genes, which helps explain the differences between siblings. Now, Stanford scientists have decoded the entire genome of 91 individual sperm from a single man. Biophysicist Stephen Quake says the project has revealed much more diversity in a male sperm than previously thought. For instance, his team found many places where genes mix in non-random ways as a sperm is being formed. In addition, the rate of new mutations between a man and his sperm was much higher than previous estimates.
That's another source of variation in your potential children. We measured typically 10 new mutations per sperm cell.
Quake says the findings shed light on the variety of human traits.
And helps us understand how genomes from unrelated people get woven together to create new members of the human race.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Time to visit with the folks from the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. And Will King is not here today, but Amanda Fuller is filling in for Will. And Amanda, welcome. I know that... Dadgummit, if you missed the Heading to the White House exhibit, you're too late now because it ended on Sunday. But you got another long-term exhibit that'll be starting next month.
It is the genome exhibit, and so we're in partnership with the Texas A&M AgriLife Research. Mm-hmm. It will officially open August 25th and go until July of 2013.
Right.
So that would be a good one to come out and see. And no, it's too late. You know, Headed to the White House is over, so this is your next chance.
It was a tremendous exhibit. I got to see it on July 4th and one other time, so it was a lot of fun, and I hope the people got to go out there and see it. But, you know, you can't say that the exhibits that you all have aren't there long enough, because most of the main exhibits stay for several months, and I know that this new exhibit will also be doing that, too.
Oh, yeah. It'll be there for almost a year, so
right.
Plenty of time to come out and catch it.
Now, this is fun. You've got coming up the Visual Arts Scholastic event. Actually, it's already there, and it's ongoing, right?
Yes, it's in our tender right now, and it'll last until August 9th. It features 150 of the top high school artworks created during this past year.
And I know your summer camps still have a few days left. I think up until August the 10th, that's when those wind up. But that's been another success this summer.
Oh, correct. They've been a huge success. We've had an outstanding number of kids participating in that. So.
All right. I know that the final classic film series that sort of goes along with this theme is coming up on Thursday, I think, on August the 2nd. And it's called Sahara.
Yes, that is. It's the final wrap-up to this series of movies. And then we're going to present the new series this Thursday, so you want to come and catch that, and it will go along with the genome exhibit.
Of course, when classes start, things will really start going, and of course, you all are always involved with Texas A&M Athletics as far as discount tickets for ticket holders to events and things like that, but your hours Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5, and Sundays from noon until 5, so it's a great time to get out to the library, especially right now before all the students get back. It's not quite as crowded as it will be, right?
That is correct. So it's a good wrap-up to end your summer. Come by and check everything out.
It's a wonderful place to be. If you've never been there, shame on you. You ought to go. If you've been there once, twice, even a dozen times, go back again because there's always something new to see. Amanda Fuller, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. We have them here every other week. I'm Tom Turbeville on Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 800-98-STEEL today.
WTAW News Time, 831, 81 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, upper 90s for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory. Locally and family-owned for five generations, CallawayJones.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. It's a full-court press from Republican candidates as the day of runoff elections has come around. Two high-profile nominations are up for grabs in our area. Brazos County voters will decide the nominees for district attorney as Jarvis Parsons faces David Hilburn. In the runoff for State House District 12 Republican nomination, it's Kyle Cassell of College Station against Tucker Anderson. And at the state level, Tea Party favorite Ted Cruz looks to pull off a big upset if he can beat Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. Polls are open today from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. You can join us on air tonight for election updates as well as continuing coverage online at WTAW.com. Discussed but not advanced by the committee called to suggest changes to the College Station City Charter is who is represented by members of the City Council. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Currently, each council member represents the entire city. Charter Committee Chairwoman Lynn McElhaney says it was pretty unanimous to leave that alone.
We also talked about the impact of the federal law, because the districts have to be drawn up a certain way and including certain guidelines, and when the census changes, then those districts have to be redrawn and you have to get federal approval.
McElhaney responded to a citizen's call for districts at the council's recent public hearing. Another speaker remembered citizens approving that idea in the 70s, then 1 year later returning to what is used now. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Aggies and their fans are good at winning online polls, but now it's time to show up in person. You may have already seen ESPN vehicles in town. That's because the cable network is in town producing a promotional video for College Game Day, and it focuses tonight on Kyle Field. Texas A&M's Jason Cook says that's where your involvement is encouraged.
It's going to be a simulated midnight yell. We'll have the yell leaders there, the Aggie band, Coach Sumlin, and the ESPN Game Day talent will be there as well. So it's not going to be a full midnight yell practice, but I think that people will get an idea of what midnight yell is all about once they watch the commercial.
Gates open tonight at 7. Again, you don't have to pay anything to get in, and they're looking for as many people as possible to show up. You can go to the WTAW.com website and read all the details. The night before this year's Super Bowl, a Bryan man celebrating getting his tax refund with a dozen friends was among the victims of a home invasion, robbery, and shooting. One of those arrested has entered a plea agreement in Brazos County District Court. 19-year-old Christopher Blake of Bryan was sentenced to 24 years in prison. No one was hit by gunfire behind a Northgate bar early Sunday after multiple agencies responded to a large fight in front of a bar where some participants were hurt.
As the crowd was dispersing, they were able to cordon off the part of the parking lot or the street that they thought the shots had been fired in. They did recover some shell casings, and so that did confirm that what they had heard had occurred. They talked to several witnesses. They have been able to gather information. They are currently following up on leads, and it is an ongoing investigation.
Officer Rhonda Seaton of College Station PD says no arrests have been made. And a Bryan man accused of stealing an SUV last week, then renting it to a friend, was caught Saturday night following a brief foot chase. Officer John Agnew says 35-year-old Jason France is a possible suspect in other burglaries and thefts.
We wanted the public to know about his arrest. I mean, if you know of this subject or if you've seen him in suspicious areas or with suspicious items, any tips like that would definitely be helpful to our investigation. And, you know, by calling the police department or Crime Stoppers, we'd love to have that information.
France is jailed on bond totaling $150,000. WTAW News Time is 8:35, 81 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Callaway Jones. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Norman G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing. 60 months interest free. Top dollar for your trade-ins. Free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR. Norman G. Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 8:38. It is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-775-2WAY.
High pressure remains off to our east. Warm temperatures remain right over the top of us. We stay hot right through Thursday. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 100. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. It is sunny and very warm again tomorrow. We're back up around 100 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly to mostly sunny and hot for Thursday. Highs ranging from 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. Now going back to what we were talking about at the top of the hour, Zebulon. And how that has now made it to number 14 in the nameberry.com website. Zebulon is an Old Testament name with a Puritan feel and post-Zachary possibilities. One of the several routes to get to the really cool nickname of Zeb. You know, again, we mentioned Zebulon Pike is probably the best-known bearer of the name, which means exaltation or little dwelling. That's Zebulon.
There you go.
The Zebster. Zeb was the son of Jacob and Leah.
The Zebster. Is that what they called him?
Well, that's a Zeb. I mean, you know, why not? Zeb is a, Zeb is a pretty cool nickname. Yeah, Zebby would be okay until you turn about 60, and then probably don't want to be called Zebby anymore. You know. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, here we go. It's food magic. It is food magic.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. How about this? Deep-fried mashed taters.
Deep-fried mashed taters.
Yep.
I mean, that'd be like a potato pancake,
I'm
going to
tell you,
it?
No. These are about the size of marshmallows.
Story, yeah.
These are the size of marshmallows.
Marshmallows?
Yeah, the size and shape of marshmallows.
Also, you take like a glob of mashed potato and you deep-fry it.
And it's got butter in the middle.
Well, I still say it's similar to a potato pancake.
Here's what they do, is you whip up your taters. And then you fill up an ice cube tray with them, okay? Following a multi-hour freezing session, the cubes are then battered with egg, milk, and a flour mixture and thrown into your deep fryer.
Thrown
in there.
Is it thowed or thrown?
I think thrown. Once the cubes are fried up, I would bet a toothpick and a cup of gravy would be a rather delicious dipping option.
Well, what you're going to have to... Now, what you're probably going to have to do then, though, is if you're real careful, you go ahead and stick that toothpick in there. You cover that ice tray in some plastic wrap.
Yeah.
And you stick that toothpick in there right there.
Oh, right then?
And then you come back after.
Then you got fried toothpick.
After it's froze up. Well, how do you make a corn dog, ding-a-ling?
Ding-a-ling?
How do you make a corn dog ding-a-ling? I've only fried it up before.
Anyway.
But this, not from the country fair. This is, in fact, from the same food blogger that brought us Cinnaburgers. Cinnaburgers. Now, how's that sound?
No. Okay. No, I don't. Cinnamon is one of those things that I'm pretty picky about what I want it on.
Oh, so,
oh really?
Yeah.
Well, like what?
Anything sweet, I'm good. I'm pretty much good with. Yeah. But if it's you start putting cinnamon on savory, it's just a conditioning thing.
I don't know. I haven't been able to see a picture yet, and we can't load it this morning. I'm thinking it could be two thin cinnamon buns with the sausage in the middle. See?
Now, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, that probably could work out all right. But they also have brought...
Fry an egg, throw that on there, put a slab of cheese.
Yeah. They've also brought
some syrup on the side to dip it in.
Tacone. The tacone.
Tacone?
Or tacone.
Mm-hmm.
This is a chain that is in four states. California, of course. Then South Carolina, Georgia, and Missouri.
That's a diverse group.
It is. Well, I'm thinking.
So
it must...
it's a taco shell that looks like a cone. Is that right?
They do several things. Actually, they do what we would call wraps as well. But it's a kind of like a waffle cone, except it's a taco shell,
and you put taco stuff in there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Your meat and
take it with you.
Guacamole and
just
stuff
saying,
like
just
that.
Take
taco
it with oodles. You. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now wait.
All right.
As if a taco wasn't logistically difficult enough while you're driving, which is why I opt for the famous bowl.
Yeah. Now you really got it in your lap.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you take the wrong bite, and taco meat's crumbly.
Yeah.
And it goes everywhere, and that glom of guacamole or sour cream, first of all, it gets mixed in together, and it turns into sour mole, and then it drops on your pants, and you're going to be late for that meeting
or
with
your
that client.
Shirt. Yeah.
You know, and walk in. Because you want to walk in on your white dress shirt. You want to have a green stain.
Yeah. And what if the bottom of the cone has a hole in it? You got to be sucking out the bottom of
it. That's why you go ahead and get the tray aerator.
The tray aerator, which is a
tray similar to what the car hops used to hang on your window. And it's got a strap around it that attaches to either side of the tray, and you just put that right there, and it either rests on your chest or your belly or someplace where it stops.
I thought you rolled your window down and jammed it on there.
You could do that, but I'm thinking it'd probably be better not to do that because, you know, it could be tight streets, but that way you've got it. Yeah. And, you know, once you get going over 40 on Texas Avenue, Then the napkins are going to be flying off, and that'd be a mess.
And then going out the window if it's down.
So. Plus, again, the window's down in Texas in July. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So,
as you got to text somebody what you're doing all this time.
Yeah.
You
know? Guess what I'm doing. That's the other thing, is you probably could put a dock right there, and you could just set your phone right there.
If you eat a bunch of tacos, you're going to need a dock.
That's it. But, I mean, and then you can punch in your text, or you could do nothing about medical care.
I got it, doc.
But you could do your talk to text. Who got
then he'd come across like most of yours do.
See, exactly. That's just the autofill. Lewis and Clark, that's two people?
Yeah.
Get a five-minute facelift at Riviera Salon and Day Spa with New Face. No surgery, injections, or lasers. Just a healthier, more youthful appearance. The New Face microcurrent device is clinically proven to improve facial tone and contour and reduce wrinkles. Add a New Face treatment to your facial or eyebrow wax, or purchase the New Face microcurrent device for at-home use. Riviera is the only spa in the area to carry New Face for retail sales. Call 693-0350. Click RivieraSalonAndDayspa.com or find us on Facebook.
This is Kyle Cassell, candidate for Texas House of Representatives, District 12, runoff election, reminding you to get out and vote this July 31st. As a longtime resident of this area, I understand the importance of sending someone to Austin who will fight for our conservative hometown values. To learn more about our campaign, visit my website at KyleCassell.com. That's KyleCassell. This ad was approved and paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, for us, regular road trips to our neighborhood half-price bookstore are a big part of summer fun. Hey, if Mother Nature's going to roll out the heat this time of year, you can bet we're going to roll down to half-price books and take advantage of the coolest selection and prices on summer reads. Books for the beach, paperbacks for the plane, a treasure trove of kids' books and young adult fiction, plus games, music, movies. There's savings for everyone. It's quick, easy, lots of friendly folks to help, and almost everything's half-price or less. Half Price Books has been a big part of Summer Fun for 40 years, and you can get extra savings by going to halfpricebooks.com and signing up for their mailing list. Hey, when special online surprises come along, you don't want to miss them, so sign up pronto. You'll always find hot savings and cool summer reads at Half Price Books on University just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at halfpricebooks.com.
Golly, it's Music Tuesday.
Well, no, that's just to let you know that it's time for us to do another story about the Olympics. Because I know that there could be people who are across the room from their radio.
Yeah, and they're running over now.
To turn it off.
Right. Want to get over there in time to hear the story. So there you are. So today, women's soccer starts at 11:15 against North Korea.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's North Korea.
Best Korea.
Let's kick the heck out of them.
Yeah.
That'll be on NBC Sportsnet.
Uh-huh.
And then men's basketball against powerful Tunisia. That'll be at 4:15 this afternoon.
Yeah.
And, of course, as mentioned, gymnastics tonight.
Lots of gymnastics.
7 o'clock. Women's team. Then diving.
Uh-huh.
The women's 10-meter synchronized platform. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the men's 20-meter fly finals.
Yeah, butterfly.
I don't know what that means.
20-meter, not 20-meter.
200-meter.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I was going to say, they just stop in the middle of the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
It's over.
Yeah.
We're done here.
Yeah. Three strokes and you're done. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So,
that's the one that Phelps is going for the record number of medals.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, you didn't want to get specific?
No, it's okay. Yeah, I heard you say that.
Yeah.
Sir Paul McCartney and all those other performers in Friday night's opening ceremony at the London Olympics worked for £1 each.
That's right.
$1.55 or so.
Yeah. So So Arctic Monkey and Mike Oldfield, they were also performers.
Turns out NBC cut a lot of the music, as you mentioned, about that tribute. There were 24
commercial. They cut it all.
There are 24 commercial breaks.
Yeah.
During the 4-hour telecast.
Yeah. When they did the breaks during the march-ins, they would go back and do about a second and a half each of the teams that they missed during the break. You know, so they did that. But the real, stinkeroo was they cut out completely the tribute thing,
mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, again, it's not about politics. It's the Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm.
BBC ran the whole thing commercial-free.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did.
As you might imagine they would.
Yeah, that makes sense. So there's the story of the Cookeville, Tennessee, the movie theater employee who called police after seeing a man with a holstered pistol walk into the theater. Police arrived, stopped the film, entered the theater, asked if anybody in the audience was carrying. Three people stood up.
Mm-hmm.
They all brought their guns. They all had permits. Officers explained that the theater policy prohibited weapons, asked the men to return their guns to their vehicles, which they did.
Really?
Police said there was a sign, but it was pretty small, so they said, make a bigger sign.
I was going to say, in Texas, where was this now?
This was in Tennessee.
In Texas, there are very specific requirements for what the sign has to say, where it is displayed, and things like that. So,
yeah, and they may well, too, and these folks may not have followed it. So. There you are.
I'm surprised one of them didn't stand up and say, no, I won't turn in my
from
gun.
From my cold
Have you heard the news lately? I won't. Yeah.
This is a pretty amazing story, pretty stunning story, that the power grid in India has now thrown 600 million people into the dark. Out of power. That is more people than are in the European Union.
And in the United States.
Oh, yeah, by a good margin. I mean,
How long has this been going on?
Well, they've had this trouble twice this week already. The blackout began at 2:30 in the morning. Most people had their power back on by mid-morning. But the temperatures, as you can imagine, 90s, humidity about 89%. But you have to remember, in India, up to a third of the families don't have any power at all. So remember that. Once you take that into an account, that's what.
But these are people who had power that don't anymore.
300 million, yeah. But we're talking 600 million people without power. And
what, did a squirrel get fried or what?
I don't know.
No, that's what happens here.
Yeah. Cow walked through and they couldn't stop it. Yeah,
exactly.
But, I mean, the thing is, obviously, when you're talking that many people, mass transit is something that is so crucial.
Yeah.
And all those trains obviously run on electricity. And I don't know. I don't know how they're going to be able to fix that thing. And we're not going to have it as bad. Our power went out there. I was in Bryant yesterday. Power went out.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. It was off for about 5 minutes.
Not in Bryant.
In Bryant. Yep. Actually, from Texas Avenue over to East 29th Street. Yeah, little grid right there. So anyway, but they got it fixed. But we'll be watching that and see how that works out for you.
Yeah, a little update tomorrow. See if they got their power back.
Sure. David Ogilvy, who is part of the pretty famous advertising firm of Ogilvy and Mather, said it best when he said, "The better you write, the higher you go in Ogilvy and Mather. People who think well write well." Woolly-minded people write woolly memos and woolly letters and woolly speeches. Good writing is not a natural gift. You have to learn to write well.
Mm-hmm.
Got a book.
Or good.
Yeah, write gooder.
Write gooder.
That's right.
Write gooder. Read the Roman Rafelson book on writing. Read it three times.
The Roman Rafelson book on writing?
That's right.
That's really interesting.
It is. Number two, write the way you talk, naturally. Three, use short words. Short sentences, paragraphs.
Scott, you'd be offended by that.
Yeah, I would, really. Never use jargon words like reconceptualization, demassification, judgmentally. What else? Synergy. I love that. Synergy.
Yeah.
Never,
paradigm.
Yeah. Ooh, paradigm. Ooh, yeah. Let's shift that. Never write more than 2 pages on any subject. Check your quotations. And that's just part of the list from David Ogilvy. He wrote a book. It's out of print now, but that actually he didn't write the book. What happened was his co-workers at Ogilvy and Mather, which is a really, 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 really large advertising firm, they saved his memos and they published those. And the dude's pretty smart. Pretty smart.
Well, there are thousands of books written about writing.
Yeah, you're right. Not enough people read them.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney Peete's holiday spirit kind of wound down. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, matter of fact, I got a couple of stories here about sport people.
Yeah.
Rodney Peete's holiday spirit could wind up costing him a pretty penny. TMZ.com. You don't want to be in TMZ.com. Sure. Generally, good things don't happen. Reports a company called Christmas Lights Guys has slapped Rodney Peete with a lawsuit that dates back to 2009 when they decorated his house and he didn't pay to have the lights put up or took down. He owes $4,150. He's supposed to have a big house. Big house.
$4,150.
$4,150 for the lights.
That ought to be in the sofas.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure.
His wife makes a paycheck too, right?
Oh, is that Amanda?
No,
Holly.
Holly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
She does TV and stuff.
Then there's David. Then there's David Duval. Hear about David?
The golfer.
Yeah.
The golfer.
At one time was going to be the greatest golfer ever.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, has made some money.
But it was a long time ago.
That could be the problem. Uh-huh. TMZ reports that the golfer's wife, Suzanne, took out a $5.9 million loan for a house in Colorado back in 2005 and, hadn't been making those mortgage payments. Bank is set to foreclose on the property. We'll put it up for auction this November. Unless they see some cash on the way.
Some cash.
He made over $18 million in the PGA Tour. Not like, you know. But again.
Well, again, he made that money about 10 years ago.
But
it's
$18 million,
you
know.
You keep buying enough houses, that'll dry up.
Exactly, you know? Right. We We make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's buying $5 million houses. She probably spends a lot of money.
And remember Larry Fortinsky? Remember Larry Fortinsky?
He was married to Elizabeth.
Liz Taylor.
Right.
Says he still talks to her.
Oh, I'll bet he does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, insider.
Does she talk back? Yeah.
Tell her and Groucho I said hi.
Uh-huh. Insider tells the National Enquirer that he's using a psychic to get in touch
with her. Not the Enquirer.
Yep, yep. Says he's talked to her, in fact, several times.
Huh.
And it helped him snap out of his deep depression. Word is that Liz is happy since leaving this earth and no longer in pain and able to watch over her kids and buddies.
The earth.
Yeah.
The earth.
But
in the earth anymore.
But she told Larry that she's messing around with Richard Burton again.
Yep.
If you're self-employed, you need a health plan you can trust. That's why Israel and Stephanie Alvarado chose Scott White Health Plan for their coverage.
Well, we're self-employed, so we needed to get health insurance for us. And so we were looking at different companies and different plans, and we saw that Scott and White Health Plan offered different choices for us, and they had a lot of value.
Scott White Health Plan has local representatives that will review your options and help you find the plan that best fits your budget.
Our representative, Sandra, was amazing from the beginning. She was very sweet and went above and beyond to help us figure out what we needed.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott and White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
I'm Ed Feldman, former College Station police chief. As a police officer for almost 40 years, my most important job was to keep our community safe. That's why I support Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney. Jarvis is the only candidate to successfully seek the death penalty for our most brutal and vicious criminals. Over the years, Jarvis has been trusted to train our new prosecutors, and he is the only candidate endorsed by our current District Attorney, Bill Turner.
Please join me in voting for Jarvis Parsons on July the 31st.
Political ad paid for by Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney, Bruce Arrett, Treasurer.
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colors, and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing, and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebrityspa.net.
Hey, about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW on this date in history. 1971, the Apollo 15 astronauts became the first to ride in a lunar rover.
There you go.
On the lunar. And in 1995, the Walt Disney Company agreed to acquire Cap Cities ABC. $19 billion. That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah, back then. Yeah, that was a lot of money.